from Town Hall. I'm John Scott. The State Department announcing that the U.S. has brokered a breakthrough ceasefire deal between Israel and Lebanon, setting conditions for broader peace negotiations. However, the strikes between the U.S. and Iran continue. Meanwhile, House Speaker Mike Johnson says other nations need to help the U.S. to reopen the Strait of Hormuz.
You're working on that final piece, which is to get peace in the Strait of Hormuz, to get commerce reopened there. We're calling on all of our, all of us, calling on our allied nations and friends, the Arab states in the region and NATO partners and everyone else. The world has, the entire world has an interest in the Strait of Hormuz being reopened for commerce. That's what he's working on.
At a Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearing, Nevada Democrat Senator Jackie Rosen accuses Secretary of State Marco Rubio of shirking his responsibilities, but Rubio quickly set her straight.
Mr. Secretary, Congress represents the American people. We have the power to confirm who represents America abroad. We confirmed you to be our Secretary of State. We confirmed you to be in the negotiations that are happening. And it's just unthinkable to me that you are not, you are missing high-stakes negotiations or that you're not involved. It's sad.
Senator Rosen, your time,
thank
your time's
you.
Up.
Yield back.
But
so let me,
Senator, Secretary Rubio.
You're 100% inaccurate and 100% wrong. Here's why. Number one, the Vice President of the United States was there, and he wasn't confirmed by us, and he was elected by the American people. Okay, he is the second in line of the presidency of the United States. He was president.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture confirming that the New World screwworm fly has arrived in South Texas. The case announced marks the first time in decades that the flesh-eating parasite has threatened the nation's cattle industry. The New York Knicks struck first in the NBA Finals. The Knicks erased a 14-point second-half deficit to beat the San Antonio Spurs 105-95 in Game 1 of the Finals. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Looking for a great real estate agent? Someone who can help you sell your home fast and for top dollar? Go to ready.com, R-E-D-Y.com. Because on Ready, agents will pay you just for the opportunity to sell your home. Yeah, on Ready, agents will pay you for your listing. Thousands of dollars up front just for a chance to sell your home. And it's easy. Just go to ready.com, enter your address, and when you want to sell. In just 48 hours, the best local agents are competing on Ready to be your agent with cash offers up front just to win your business. Hey, your listing is valuable. Don't give it away. Make those agents earn it. Get paid to pick your real estate agent. Go to ready.com or call 800-885-REDY, 800-885-READY.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 603. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
And both the tunnels are clear right now. There is a brief speed reduction on 895 already after O'Donnell Street, but everybody's going into the tunnel on 895 South. All four lanes are open at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Good start for the Beltway. Very nice on the JFX after Ruxton Road. And looking live at the BW Parkway and in the area south of Arundel Mills, no problems. And looking live right now at the ramp, and the lanes clear on the Parkway northbound at Route 197 coming up from Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your weather authority forecast. It'll be a hot day with temperatures climbing to the upper 80s. We'll have plenty of sunshine. Tonight we cool down to the 60s, then get ready for a hot end to the week. Tomorrow and on Saturday, highs will climb to the low 90s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
59 degrees in White Marsh, 58 in Joppatown at 604. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. One person is dead and another is injured following a Wednesday afternoon crash in Owings Mills. Baltimore County Police say the accident happened at around 3:45 in the 11,000 block of Reisterstown Road near the Cherry Valley Plaza Shopping Center. One crash victim was taken to a hospital where they were pronounced dead and the other was treated and released at the scene. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. And the Harford County Sheriff's Office is looking for 17-year-old Amare Kerbeam in connection with a deadly double shooting in Edgewood. A 20-year-old man was killed and a 22-year-old was wounded in the April 3rd shooting in the area of Grempler Way and Brookside Drive. Investigators say Kerbeam and the victims were known to each other. Kerbeam is wanted on charges that include first and second second-degree murder, first-degree assault, and handgun charges. Anyone with information in the case is asked to call the sheriff's office or Metro Crime Stoppers. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 704. The pick 4, 1288. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
America is the stage for the biggest World Cup ever, and Fox is your home for it all.
None bigger than this one.
48 countries, 16 cities.
What a goal!
One golden dream, the biggest stars.
Messi!
The biggest games, the biggest moments. The 2026 FIFA World Cup, June 11th on Fox.
FIFA 2026 begins Thursday, June 11th on Fox 45.
Wake up tomorrow with Fox 45 Morning News.
From breaking news to developing and evolving investigations.
Digging deeper and asking the tough questions.
Do you think BGE needs to change their approach in how they're spending?
Holding leaders accountable and standing up for the community.
Has the governor left you and other watermen behind?
The governor has just flat out ignored us.
Up-to-date weather and traffic you need to know to get out the door and on your way.
Facts that matter. Real impact.
Fox 45 Morning News. All local. All morning.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
Sports at 6:05 is brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, no comfort for O's fans last night. Chris Bassett was knocked out early.
Swinging a high drive down the right field line. Did he push it foul or is it fair? That ball is gone! Home run, Willie Abreu.
Wraps it around the pesky pole, and right, Dave O'Brien had the call on the New England Sports Network. A home run and three driven in for Willie Abreu, and the Sox smother the Birds at Fenway. 8-1 was the final. After the game, manager Albernez on Bassett's removal early on.
During the outing, he felt some lower back tightness, and you know he was grinding through it through that third inning, and that's we ultimately had to move on to Suarez.
Albert Suarez, no relief, allowing five runs in the fifth. Birds did manage nine hits for the game, three from Taylor Ward, but they went 0-6 with runners in scoring position. NBA Finals last night in San Antonio, and the Knicks' winning streak lives on.
Brunson looking. Brunson driving, layup shot is good. A Brunson barrage here in the fourth quarter.
Mike Tirico with the call. Mike Breen with the call on NBC. Jalen Brunson drops a 30-piece on the Spurs as the Knicks stretch their postseason winning streak to 12. Still game one in San Antonio, 105-95 the final. Coming up in 30 minutes, another day, another shocker at the French Open. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer. Keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM. In Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Thursday, June 4th, 2026. Coming up this hour, a former state senator kept her official license plates and is racking up all sorts of unpaid toll violations. We'll name names. Pulte panic has set in Washington. The left, the media, and the rhino is melting down on the person President Trump named to replace Tulsi Gabbard as the Director of National Intelligence. But our top story here today is BPD says it's going to crack down on dirt bikes, which have been plaguing Baltimore for decades. But finally, they're going to crack down because, unfortunately, a Baltimore police officer was struck from behind during an incident early Sunday morning about 2:30 a.m. Police were on the scene at Maryland Avenue near Falls Road where they were working crowd and traffic control, and a dirt bike rider intentionally targeted this officer and hit her in the back. The officer was taken to shock trauma. She has been treated and now has been released. Commissioner, testifying before the Baltimore City Council.
They are a nuisance to the city, and we're going to do our best. Unfortunately, we can't chase them. They know that, so they taunt us. But once we get the helicopter above them, they're not going to outrun the helicopter.
Yeah, they are a nuisance. So let me tell you something. This goes back maybe 20 years ago. It might have been longer. My wife and I were coming out of Cross Street Market, and, you know, they have kind of narrow streets there right next to Cross Street Market, and something, for some reason, told me to just kind of look before we stepped out, and I looked to my left, and sure enough, there was a dirt bike screaming at high speeds. Had we walked regularly, and if I didn't pause for just a second, my wife and I would have been hit. And there's no reason, no reason to go at that kind of speed other than to intimidate people and for the, I guess for the thrill of it. Certainly isn't thrilling for the people that are being threatened and intimidated by these dirt bikes. This has been going on for decades in Baltimore City. It's one of the reasons, along with the squeegers and the dirt bikes and the juvenile crime, that we do not frequent the city. And we used to all the time. We used to go to the city all the time. Not anymore. And then finally, of course, and it's unfortunate this officer was struck. Thank God she's okay. But that's what it takes. That's what it takes to finally get the police's attention. Again, the commissioner saying that this incident raising the stakes.
They raised the stakes the other day when the rat tried to run up the back of one of my officers with their dirt bike. So we will start enforcing. Our cops are not happy with the way that individual behaves.
Well, we haven't, as city residents, city visitors, haven't been happy the way they behave for decades now. And again, they've let it go on. And I don't know what the answer is. And we'll get to the cost of the dirt bikes and who's selling the dirt bikes. Or are the dirt bikes being stolen? They're going after the gas station, the dealers in Baltimore City, for allowing them to fill up their dirt bikes with gas. There's a common sense approach. It's just unreal. The commissioner says he's got a little animus towards the illegal dirt bikes and ATVs.
Our other units under SO Special Operations are going to be utilized, like the Traffic Investigation Unit, our Motors Unit. Those are the ones that are going to start investigating these individuals, because quite honestly, I can't stand them.
Can't stand them. Well, he initially called them a nuisance. They're actually a danger. They're a danger to the safety of pedestrians in Baltimore City, to other motorists. And they are illegal. An unlicensed motorcycle, dirt bike, ATV on the roads, they are illegal, and they pose a clear and present danger to everyone in the city. And finally, after decades, we'll see what actions they take. BPD says they're going to crack down on these illegal dirt bikes. Your thoughts are welcome. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Time for a look at traffic and weather on the threes on this Thursday morning rush hour with the king of all traffic, Truck the Body Whitaker.
We're looking at the Old Harbor Tunnel once again. We had a little speed reduction there right at the first report. And again, now they're just starting to back up again going into the Old Harbor Tunnel. Nothing major. It looks like everybody's moving. You still have the two green arrows going south, so it indicates all the lanes are open. But you'll start to slow down after the bridge where you go under I-95. 95 next door, Fort McHenry Tunnel. All the lanes are open. We've had a good trip early through Annapolis. We don't see any problems at the Bay Bridge. 3 westbound, 2 eastbound, and then most of the traffic is westbound over to Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge, and towards I-97. And right now, I-97, we know that will change around 7 or so, but right now we're clear at I-97 at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Going to be sunny, hot, and in the upper 80s today. Overnight temps back into the 60s tomorrow. And Saturday we should hit the low 90s. A chance for thunderstorms rolls in the area. Maybe Saturday late evening into Sunday morning or so. So, again, looks like it's going to be a hot one for the next couple of days. Right now already 60 and sunny in Annapolis and 53 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news. Scott Pelley has been fired from 60 Minutes.
Oh.
And for everyone who remains in 60 Minutes, the clock is ticking. I think Leslie Stahl should be next.
Yes.
Yeah, she should have gone before Scott, but she didn't say that the her boss murdered the show, but that's a whole other story.
I love it.
You know who would be a good hire? Cheryl Atkinson, I think, would be great.
She's been around a while.
Yeah, she's currently with Sinclair doing Full Measure. Police officer in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, has been arrested for pointing his handgun at a fellow officer, wait for it, in a dispute over microwaving fish and stinking up the office.
Nice.
Which I think should be a capital offense.
It is quite foul.
Quite.
No, it's fish.
No, it's chicken.
There's no jury in the world that's going to convict this guy. You know that.
No.
Donald Trump's granddaughter, Kai Trump, has launched her own energy drink. And they're wondering how this is any different from Hunter Biden. Of course, I tell you, one big difference is she drinks it, he snorts it. Scientists in Italy have successfully made sourdough bread using an ancient yeast that was found living inside a 53-year-old frozen corpse named Otzi the Iceman.
Huh. Otzi the Iceman made yeast for a new sourdough bread?
Yes, just like Mummy used to make.
Oh.
Late fashion designer Karl Lagerfeld reportedly left his cat millions of dollars. However, the cat's caretaker says the pet has not received a single cent yet.
What's wrong with this world?
Cat doesn't even have a box to poop in at this point.
He does have a cat house.
He does. Opposition is growing stronger to the triumphal arch that is going to be built in Washington, D.C. That's the 250-foot-tall golden arch that actually is a big arch with gold at the top. President Trump wants to build everything a guy wants to do. They just try to fight, and you know. But I think that
the side effect of Trump
look. If he can't build this one, I guess he'll build the biggest McDonald. That'll be the biggest golden arch
in
the country. Elsewhere, after years of gaining acceptance, support for same-sex marriage is beginning to decline.
Oh, shucks!
Yeah. Chuck's been complaining about this for years.
I'm sorry.
You know, same sex over and over and over again.
Does nothing ever change?
Unreal.
I was in college.
It didn't say who all the players were.
Exactly. We're leaving the players off the roster at this moment.
Mm-hmm. Hey, by the way.
Yes, sir?
By the way.
Mm-hmm.
What does a dirt bike cost?
Well, you know, it's a good thing you asked. I did look that. I brought that information in. Now, the smaller models range from $1,500 to $4,500. The bigger models, $6,000 to $12,000.
Right. That's what I thought. I was going to say around $10,000.
Yeah.
Okay. So who's paying for that, and who's funding that?
Yeah, that's a great, or are they just stealing them? And if they're stealing them...
I don't think you could steal all of those. I really don't. I mean, where would you steal them from locally? You know, and the word wouldn't get out. Somebody that's a dealer, you know, that sells them.
Unless things are used, and you can probably get a deal on a used dirt bike that they're saying anywhere, maybe about 50% less.
Everyone I've seen looks pretty good.
Yeah. And the ATVs, too. The ATVs are even more expensive.
ATVs are expensive, yeah.
They're the four-wheel thingies, right?
Right, the four-wheel all-terrain vehicles, absolutely.
And so if they're buying them from somebody, they're not registered, so the state's missing out.
Right.
No taxes there, no sales tax.
Maybe that's, we got the illegal gun trade, we have the illegal drug trade, now we have the illegal dirt bike trade, so there might be a bigger story there.
Something for everyone.
You might have stumbled onto something here, Chuck.
Well... Knowing the streets like I used to.
Yes.
And coming from the gutter.
Right. Well, you've stumbled quite a few times on the block.
Just in front of the Al Bar, for crying out loud.
2 o'clock club.
2 o'clock.
We've seen him keel over at the Lion at Pollock Johnny's late at
night.
That's
right. That's the only thing about coming out of the 2 o'clock club. If you got far enough down, you could get a Pollock Johnny's before they closed.
New documentary out on one of the best live albums in history regarding Peter Frampton.
Frampton comes alive.
It's really hard to quantify how massive that record was.
That's the definition of what a live recording, a live show should sound like.
Well, this is the peak of rock right here.
You don't realize what the onslaught is like until you're number one in the world. And that's when the shit hit the fan. Drinking too much, too many drugs.
And then a car accident.
Broke just about every bone in my body.
I just feel this incredible love and encouragement coming to me. I can't thank you enough. I won't say goodbye.
Frampton Comes Alive, a documentary going to be out very shortly. Do you know that's the second biggest selling live album of all time?
Yeah. And that well was, deserved.
That was, yeah. That was a hell of an album.
Hell of an album. Do you know who number one is? Any ideas? Any guesses?
Sorry, when I hear Peter Frampton, I lose all.
Yeah. Your eyes have just glazed over here this morning. Yeah, I got to tell you. She's done, for the, day.
Oh, I can smile all day now.
All right. Well,
what is the number? Is there a hint for the number one live album?
I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
He started in the band Cream. In the classic rock band Cream.
I know Cream. I'm just, my all brain right. isn't. At 100%.
Eric Clapton.
Like yes,
yours.
Very good, Chuck.
I was going to say that. Yeah. I really was going to say
Eric
that.
The Eric Clapton Unplugged album, live album, is the best-selling live album of all time. So there you have it. But Frampton Comes Alive, to me, I think was better.
So do I.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate sure. that. 6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. Okay, dirt bikes, how are they getting them? Now, all of a sudden, the Baltimore Police Department's got to crack down. Get your thoughts on that. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick.
Our community deserves a conservative leader in the state Senate. That leader is Kevin Ford, the conservative choice for state Senate. Kevin Ford is endorsed by conservative leaders such as Congressman Andy Harris, Nino Mangione, and Commissioner Kenny Kyler. Kevin Ford will fight for safer neighborhoods, lower taxes, and for our conservative values. Kevin Ford is not a politician. He's a husband, father, firefighter, small business owner, and farmer who will work for us. Vote for the conservative. Vote Kevin Ford for state Senate.
Authority Friends of Kevin Ford. Amy O'Neill, Treasurer.
This is Sheriff Jeff Gaylor, and here in Harford County, we take a zero-tolerance approach when it comes to people who can't follow the law. We have a history of ICE partnerships, and this is how we have kept crime at historically low levels. And as long as I'm your sheriff, that approach will continue. So if you're a criminal, I'm not asking for your vote. I am asking that you set your destination for a place that is not Harford County because you are not welcome here. For everyone else, I ask for your vote on June 23rd. I'm Sheriff Gaylor, and I approve this message.
Authority, committee to elect Jeff Gaylor, Andrew Amish, Treasurer.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bo and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. 680 WCBM has been helping Maryland businesses for over 102 years, helping you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to your strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County can create a campaign to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com today to start growing your business.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:23, it is 23 minutes after the hour. Traffic and weather on the threes with the update. Here's Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, the West Side Outer Loop buildup has now arrived, and we just looked at it. It's right here at Liberty Road, and let's see if it's gone back. Not quite yet to 795, but it's slowing at Liberty, and then it's I-70, Route 40, and then you get better down the hill after Frederick Road. So all of that is normal. The inner loop through Pikesville is clear. The Parkville side is still running okay. We're up to a little more than maybe a 5-minute delay in building very quickly now with some slow traffic going south into the old Harbor Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine hot today and upper 80s for the high. Tonight down into the 60s right now. Sunny 56 in the city and 55 in Parkville. By the way, riding a dirt bike or any unregistered motorcycle on a public street is illegal in Baltimore and is punishable by a maximum fine of $1,000. We're up to 90 days in jail. In recent weeks, police have ramped up enforcement, including issuing more fines against the gas station owners who allow riders to fill up. Yeah, there's a common sense, logical approach. Let's punish people selling illegal product And who knows? I mean, guys could be filling up their lawnmowers. Just grab a tank of gas and then go filling up their dirt bikes. I mean, that's just asinine, is it not? Let's go to the phones. Robin's in Fells Point. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, guys. I'm telling you, if you would see what happens down here, I live right on the, you know, the street, walk out the door, the sidewalks right there. They come with these scooters. They come with dirt bikes. They come with bikes. They come with little, I don't know what they are. You know, I have no idea. But they ride on the sidewalk. It clearly states on the scooter, do not ride on the sidewalk. But you have scooters and bicycles riding up and down the sidewalk. I think I've missed about three of them coming out the door. My son, who is both mentally and physically challenged, they've missed him because he likes to sit outside, and they don't care. Now, I don't know what to do. We also have speeders down here. They want to make that turn. The last house, the last street, the last part of Palisana Street onto Boston Street to go to 95 and 69, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If they're down two blocks away or a block and a half away, 2,000 blocks, and see that start to turn, they will speed. There is a camera for turning, but there's no speed. They'll do 40, 45, 50. And believe me, I know the speeds because of where I used to work. I don't know what to do.
Have you complained to your city councilman?
Oh, for God's sake. What city councilman?
Okay. Who is your city? Right. Is it Zach Blanchard?
It's Mark Parker.
Mark Parker, okay.
Need I say more?
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, okay, there you go.
Yep.
And, I mean, it's terrible. They do it. I could tell you that they are on the sidewalk 20, 30 scooters a day. Speed, the bicycles, I would say 15 a day. These big tired bikes, you know, they have the big tires.
Yeah.
Up and down. People.
Well, I've also seen them cutting in and out of traffic, driving up as cars are stopped at an intersection, driving up through two cars, you know, which is extremely dangerous. I mean, this, and again, the police can't chase them because of their high speed and maneuverability. But, you know, again, how many can the Foxtrot catch? I mean, that's the big question. And
here's the thing.
Yeah.
The police act as what they're told.
Right. You're absolutely right about that, Robin. Listen, got to run, but I got a traffic update here. But thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. We've got an update on traffic here with the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
I was just looking around. Found a wreck here on the BW Parkway at Powder Mill Road. It's actually in the median, so both sides can see it. So the primary wreck is on the northbound side, but there are a couple of vehicles involved southbound. So they're in the grass. 295 is getting a backup now, and that's going to be a problem. Both sides at Powder Mill Road. That's in Prince George. Gorgeous County. Thanks, Sean.
All right. Thanks. I appreciate the update. We'll go to Brian in White Marsh up next. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, guys. I can tell you how they're getting some of these dirt bikes. They're stealing them. I had a few years ago two bikes stolen out of my locked garage, and when they came in, there was also my street bike, my cruiser, pretty high-dollar bike there. They actually took the care to move it out of the way. They didn't push it over or anything like that. They just wanted to get to those dirt bikes, and we ultimately got one recovered, undamaged, thank goodness. That was my youngest son. But the other one, it was worth a couple $1,000s, but the other one was worth somewhere around $10,000. It was a full bore motocross bike. And what ended up happening is somebody told me about this group called the 12 O'Clock Boys, and I started going on and looking at some of their videos, and daggone if we did not see that bike. And it was a very distinctive bike with very distinctive graphics on it, like one-of-a-kind type of thing.
Did you report it?
In one of their videos. Oh, yeah. We reported it to Howard County Police. Like I say, the first one we got back, which was great. But the second one, it's been years, and we'll never see that.
Yeah. I think, sorry that happened to you, Brian, but I think you're absolutely right. We're getting a lot of emails in Texas this morning. They're going away as far as Pennsylvania now to steal these motocross bikes and dirt bikes. And as you pointed out, some of these motocross bikes are really, really expensive. Brian, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Sorry that it happened to you. But, and it's just to me, finally, after decades of living with this nonsense, BPD is going to crack down only after an officer was struck from behind. Best of Casey and Company, available each and every day, WCBM.com, and our Facebook and Rumble pages, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Pulte panic has set in Washington. We'll get more of your calls and comments on dirt bikes and the latest meltdown against a Trump appointee coming up in just a second. At 6:30, time for news headlines. Here's Maggie.
Good morning. Baltimore police say Metro Crime Stoppers is offering a reward of $6,000 for information on a deadly stabbing on West Baltimore Street. Investigators say Lamont Gooden was killed on the night of May 30th near the Lord Baltimore Hotel. Investigators believe the stabbing followed an argument that began near the Inner Harbor. Metro Crime Stoppers say tipsters could be eligible for the reward money if their information results in felony charges and arrests. Tips can be left anonymously. And the Maryland Department of Health says Mechanicsville-based Clover Hill Dairy has issued a voluntary recall of its soft ricotta products due to possible listeria contamination. Clover Hill products are sold directly from the retail market at farmers markets and through third-party distributors, and the products may be relabeled under a different brand name. Consumers should check the manufacturer information on the packages to see if the manufacturer permit number is 24-128. Due to the public health risk, the health department has suspended the facility's operating license and is conducting a follow-up evaluation. And Fox 45 reports, as Baltimore City budget hearings continue, one agency already under scrutiny is asking for millions more in taxpayer funding. The Mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety and Engagement is seeking an additional $8.2 million in the city's fiscal year 2027 budget, a 36.7% increase that would bring the agency's total funding to more than $30.6 million. And the Harford County Sheriff's Office is searching for a 17-year-old suspect in connection to a deadly double shooting from April. On April 3rd, around 11:15 p.m., officers were called to the area of Grempler Way and Brookside Drive in Edgewood for a reported shooting. A 20-year-old man was pronounced dead at the scene, while a 22-year-old man was transported to the hospital in serious condition. It's 6:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft, but that's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes in your financial accounts, they'll alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Get the alerts that can make all the difference. Save up to 30% off your first year with the promo code BECK, lifelock.com, 800-LIFELOCK, 1-800-LIFELOCK, or lifelock.com. Use the promo code BECK at lifelock.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter. 6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Right, there's a big wreck on the BW Parkway. It's mostly northbound, but it's in the median. But the northbound side only has the right shoulder getting by. One of the vehicles is in the grass. Another vehicle beyond that, and a lot of fire department units here. So again, northbound, right shoulder only. Southbound is getting by, but with the police car there, just to slow everybody down. So if you're northbound from the Capitol Beltway, that's the big problem. Southbound, can see it. You'll have a delay coming south from 197 and from 198 through the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Weather Authority forecast. It'll be a hot day with temperatures climbing to the upper 80s. We'll have plenty of sunshine. Tonight we cool down to the 60s, then get ready for a hot end to the week. Tomorrow and on Saturday, highs will climb to the low 90s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now,
Gary Stein on sports.
635 Sports is brought to you by the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville, the total game changer. The key play in last night's O's loss to the Red Sox, also a game changer, occurred in the bottom of the fifth.
First and second, and none out. A fly that one to center field. Alexander moves on.
Can't see it.
He lost it. That's going to fall. It's out of the track. It's up against the wall. One run is in. Here comes Yoshida rounding. A throw home. It's up the line. Another lost ball at Fenway.
Wow. Dave O'Brien had the call on the New England Sports Network. Alexander's misplay opened the floodgates to a five-run fifth, dooming the Birds to an 8-1 loss, slowing the O's roll in the AL East. After the game, manager Albanez was asked if Alexander just plain and simple lost it in the lights.
Yeah, I hope he did. Ran the complete opposite direction.
O's starter Chris Bassitt was pulled from the game after three innings last night. Manager Albanez citing back tightness as the issue. Bassitt was asked about it in the postgame.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into that. I was dealing with it.
And that's about it. Switching gears, a lot of excitement in Owings Mills these days as voluntary OTAs wrap up today. New coach, new coaching staff, new way of doing things. Wide receiver Zay Flowers asked what it's like being coached by the young innovator Declan Doyle.
Stands out. He got the same mentality as us. Like, he ain't playing, but he a dog, though. He like, you can just get that vibe from him. He's just, he ready to go. He ready to dial it up. He want the offense to be the best offense in the league, and that's how he coach it.
Meanwhile, a sellout crowd of 18,418 packed into the Frost Arena in downtown San Antonio last night to watch the Spurs take on the Knicks. Instead, they got the Jalen Brunson show.
Brunson on the drive, spins underneath, puts it up, puts it in! Jalen Brunson does it again!
Mike Breen with the call on ESPN. Jalen Brunson dumps 30 on the Spurs, and the Knickerbockers score the game's final 11 points to steal game one, 105-95, the final. And finally, the French Open. Another day, another shocking upset.
It's over! Another champion falls!
25th seeded Diana Schneider, a 22-year-old Russian who played college tennis at NC State, shocks the world's number one, Aryna Sabalenka, taking the final set 6-love to advance to her first Grand Slam semifinal. After the match, Sabalenka was asked what she was thinking, what she was feeling.
No thoughts, no emotions. Just want to quit tennis right now, but we'll see. We'll see in a few days. Hopefully I'll get back on track.
And so for the first time since 1977, there will be no Grand Slam champion playing in a French Open final. The time now is 6:37. When we return, how are things going in Owings Mills?
Gary Stein here. Looking for the ultimate spot to unwind? Well, Yorktown Social in Cockeysville is my place. Trust me, they've got it all. Signature cocktails like the Boozy Bank Vault or a refreshing Blueberry Lemon Drop. Plus 20 craft drafts on tap, all displayed on a big screen so you can pick your favorite. Catch the Ravens or Orioles on their massive 100-inch TV or kick back in the outdoor courtyard bar. Their happy hour is Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. You'll find them in the far corner of Yorktown Plaza. And if you see me there, be sure to say hi.
It's only OTAs. They all wear the same jersey. They don't even hit. They don't even wear pads. But I think things are going great in Owings Mills.
And you base that on what?
Because of the energy that this new administration has brought in. Jesse Minter is going to be terrific. Declan Doyle is going to be a head coach one day. Anthony Weaver, the only thing he does is smile. I just think there's a whole new atmosphere, and it needed to change. And I was a guy who didn't want Harbaugh to get fired.
Yeah.
I liked Harbaugh. Okay, but now seeing what's happening there and seeing the energy and the vibe going on, it needed to happen.
Yeah.
18 years was a long time.
All right, well, it's all good and dandy that the you have this energy, you have this change, but at the same time, you got to go out and do it on the field.
Right. No. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. I'm just talking about what's happening today.
Okay.
And a lot bad happened in 2000.
Do you get a sense that Ravens players are actually happy that Harbaugh's gone?
Yeah, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it's like a professional happy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think they had any personal. Look, he didn't. Not everybody in the locker room loved him.
Right.
You got 53
well, not
guys.
Not every
on
coach.
The,
I mean, right. Mentor will, you know, obviously he's ruffle gonna, some feathers
exactly,
at some point.
But I think from a professional standpoint, I think the players feel like they've gotten, like, a new shot at it here. So, yes, I do think that they're happy of the current situation.
All right. Well, just the fact that Lamar showing up is is a big change.
Well, he's got to show up next week for sure because it's mandatory.
That's right. All right. Thanks, Gary. Yep. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. You can continue weighing in on the dirt bike crackdown, if you will. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. The meltdown. We go from a crackdown to the meltdown. It's just fascinating to me to watch. And President Trump, I think he's seen enough, he's had enough. You know, we're roughly one-third all the way through the Trump second term, 501 days. And so far, not a single person has been indicted for the outrageous abuse of power, the weaponization of our intelligence agencies, the spying on his campaign, the spying on his presidency, the lawfare that was waged against him. Not a single person. I mean, Comey has got an indictment over that stupid 8647 stuff. And that's going nowhere. Tell you my mark my words, that will go nowhere. Because they're gonna hide behind a freedom of speech. And then, you remember the 8647 seashells he just happened upon on the beach, allegedly? No one believes that. But anyway, so Tulsi Gabbard, and by the way, her husband Abraham had successful surgery, and we keep him in our thoughts and prayers, but she had to step down to devote her time to her husband. And Tulsi Gabbard was starting to turn over the rocks and see what was climbing out. And now, of course, who was going to take her place? Well, that was a lot of speculation. And President Trump appointed or nominated. Actually, he doesn't have to be confirmed. He gets 200 days as an acting DNI director. Bill Pulte. Bill Pulte was heading up the Federal Housing Finance Agency at the FHFA. He dug into some of the Trump opponents like Tish James and Shifty Schiff and one of the Fed members, Lisa Cook, and all with very suspicious mortgage, accusing some of them mortgage fraud. In fact, one case, Tish James was charged, but the judge dismissed the case. So the left, the state-run drive-by media, and rhinos are all melting down because they think, imagine a Bill Pulte with the keys to the entire intelligence community, all 17 intelligence agencies. And I'll tell you why this is important in just a second. But watching the media meltdown at MS Now, CNN, even some on Fox. And now, of course, we have Democrats like Mark Warner, Republicans like Tom Cotton and John Thune, all speaking out or very unhappy that Bill Pulte has been named as the acting director of DNI. Here is Senator Mark Warner in a hearing just the other day with Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent.
Mr. Pulte has had a record of not respecting confidential information. He has weaponized mortgage information. I think everyone would at least acknowledge the factual basis of that. And the idea that he's going to suddenly be given the keys to the most classified secrets that keep our country safe, I just would have wished that someone in the White House would have gone to the emperor and said, on this one, you got no clothes. And it's an embarrassment.
You're an embarrassment, sir. You're an embarrassment that you've gotten just about everything wrong. Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, they're arms of the CIA. Don't forget the CIA spied on the U.S. Senate. Itself, okay? The CIA has become a rogue agency. Radcliffe has reined them in a little bit. But again, you got people there that have been waging, deep state wars on the Trump administration from day one. And it's important that they be, reined in. All right, we'll tell you why this is important, why Bill Pulte was selected. And again, you don't have to worry about him getting confirmation. President Trump has no intention of putting Bill Pulte up for Senate confirmation. But what's going to happen in the next 200 days is going to be key. 6:43, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
There's a new minor wreck in the median, I-95 southbound going to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. It's at the top of the hill before you get to the Keith Avenue ramp. So it's off to the side. It's in the painted out area, so we're getting traffic by, but we're backed up already back beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge. And then, of course, the word gets out back in Rosedale that there's a problem on 95, and now 895 is beginning to back up. So very quickly, already delays now, probably 20 minutes or so, and building southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. The other big problem is this wreck on the BW Parkway northbound at Powder Mill Road. And again, only the right shoulder is getting by. A couple of vehicles in the grass. The fire department is still there. A couple of wreckers there now as well. Right shoulder only. So a big delay coming up from the Capitol Beltway. Southbound can see it. And you'll have a delay coming south from 197 and from 198. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 weather, 44 kind of sunny and hot today. Upper 80s tonight, back down to the 60s. We're going to hit low 90s tomorrow through Saturday. Maybe some rain on Sunday. Right now, a sunny 58 in Dundalk, 54 in Forest Hill. Let's head out to the truck wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
Cookie Man!
Yes. It is National Cheese Day.
I want to eat cheese. Cheese. All day long. Cheese is my comfort food.
Is cheese your comfort food, Maggie?
Yeah,
really?
Is.
Look at her. She's so excited today between Peter Frampton.
Frampton and cheese.
And the cheese.
Who needs anything else?
Exactly. What is your, what is your favorite cheese?
Sharp cheddar.
Sharp cheddar?
Mm-hmm.
All right, very good. Chuck?
Swiss.
Swiss cheese. Yeah, yeah, okay. I like all kinds of cheese. I really do.
Cheese root burger. Yeah.
Nothing better than a slice of American cheese on a burger, though.
Oh, yeah.
That is a combination made in heaven.
Oh, absolutely.
You know? How about feta cheese? You like feta cheese?
I'm okay with it. It is a little stanky, though.
Blue cheese?
Nah, that's where I draw the line.
Gorgonzola?
What is gorgonzola?
It's like a blue cheese.
Okay,
how about Limburger?
Yeah.
Oh! How about from under?
None for me, thanks. I'll pass.
All right, Dunkin's newest drink upgrade comes in Barbie Pink, the ultimate pink daydream refresher. Pink pineapple flavors with oat milk, finished with Barbie Pink strawberry cold foam for a smooth, creamy sip. Available now at Dunkin' Donuts if you want Barbie Pink. You're wearing pink today.
I am.
Okay. Is this an honor?
Looks like Pepto-Bismol.
I do. I look like a bottle of Pepto. Or that one.
It sort of explains everything.
Got a little gas this morning or something?
No. I'll bet you do.
Dole Whip is bringing some serious flavor to Costco this summer with the new Tropical Guava Passion. If you like Dole Whip.
Guava Passion, yes.
Yeah.
Didn't you know her?
Yeah.
Yes. Chuck dated her.
Yes. She graded me the wrong way.
Did you shed her tear for her?
Yes, I did. But she was very Gouda in spots.
Yes, she was. In fact, she was unbelievable.
Oh.
All right, we'll cut it off right now, folks.
That's what she said.
That's
go
right.
Ahead.
New David frozen dessert pints sell out in minutes. And this is, again, because it's all about protein. Apparently, each pint of David frozen dessert contains 30 grams of protein, only 1 to 2 grams of sugar.
Wow.
So, a lot of protein. Protein,
good
I'm telling
stuff.
You. It's good stuff. By the way, I did look it up. The Peter Frampton documentary, the trailer dropped. We played a part of that trailer for you. The film premiered premieres tonight at Tribeca in New York City. Hits select theaters nationwide soon. It's the 50th anniversary of Frampton Comes Alive.
Oh, my God. Wow. Holy smoke cannolis.
All right. Have you seen him recently?
I mean, he lost his locks.
He's like me.
But that's okay.
Okay.
It's called nature. You know what happens sometimes.
All right. You're willing to overlook
smoking.
That.
Yes, I am very willing to overlook that.
Okay. You think that look is nature?
It might be, it's natural. Let's put it that way.
It's natural.
It's right. Real and it's spectacular.
Right. Ooh, stop it.
I haven't seen her this energized in a long, long time.
You said Peter Frampton. That's all you had to say.
That's right. Okay.
Changed
well, good.
The whole day.
I'm glad we could float your boat this morning, Maggie.
Oh, yeah. I am
Chuck,
too.
If he's the tidy bowl man.
That's right. See you in a couple. It's 6:48. 12 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. You listen to Casey and Company, and let's go get some issues with dirt bikes. Bill in Owings Mills.
Hey, how you doing? Happy Thursday to you.
Thank you, sir.
What I wanted to say was, this has been going on for a long, long time.
Yep.
It didn't happen overnight, and yet the people in Baltimore seem to have low voter turnouts, and they seem to vote for the same people.
Yeah, they do.
And I'm trying to be very careful and delicate. I'm not trying to step on anybody's toes, but,
It's ideology is what it is. It's the same leftist ideology where liberals fail upward.
Here's the motto. If the shoe fits, wear it.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right about that.
I'm sorry to say that, but I feel bad for the good people that have to put up with this.
Yeah, the very definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result.
Same thing in Baltimore County. They're doing it with the dirt bikes in Baltimore County.
Yeah.
At all god-awful hours.
I know. And look, for a lot of people trying to get sleep at night, those things come roaring through it at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bill, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you have a great day.
You have a great day as well. So back to the Pulte thing. The reason why the left, and the Democrats, and the state-run drive-by media, and the rhinos like Tillis and Thune and Cotton and et cetera are all against Bill Pulte, A, he's a patriot. They keep saying that the DNI statute, which was created under 9/11, requires extensive experience in the national security theater. But I think Bill Pulte is qualified because, number one, he's a patriot. Number two, he's the appointed by the commander-in-chief. Okay, that is all the experience that I need. And Bill Pulte is, I think, going to yield results. He's going to look into who leaked the call of General Flynn to his Russian counterpart, Sergei Kislyak. Who leaked the call? We know who leaked the call, the Vindman call with President Trump and Zelensky. Who weaponized the intelligence community against President Trump to spy on some of his aides like Papadopoulos and Carter Page and others who went after General Flynn and so on and so forth. So I think we're going to start getting some answers from Bill Pulte. I really truly hope so, because we haven't gotten much out of, it was Pam Bondi and, of course, maybe with Todd Blanche, things will change a little bit, fingers crossed, or Cash Patel. This cannot be allowed to stand. What they try to do to President Trump, they weaponized the entire intelligence community, the weaponized law, and the FBI, the DOJ against him. They brought in the special prosecutor and tried to impeach him, not once, but twice, and then again threw 34 counts at him, including raiding Mar-a-Lago. This cannot be allowed to stand in a constitutional republic, and I think Bill Pulte, I believe, is going to start the ball rolling in the right direction. Let's hope. All right, 6:51 coming up next. A former state senator held on to her license plates and is racking up all sorts of unpaid toll violations. We'll tell you about that in just a moment here on KC and Company.
Maryland is heading in the wrong direction. Rising crime, higher taxes, out-of-touch politicians in Annapolis. Enough is enough. John Myrick is running for governor to restore public safety, cut taxes, and put Maryland families first. It's time to get Maryland back on track. Vote John Myrick for governor. Paid for by Marylanders for Myrick and Chan, Cynthia Price, treasurer.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
This is Sheriff Jeff Gaylor, and here in Harford County, we take a zero-tolerance approach when it comes to people who can't follow the law. We have a history of ICE partnerships, and this is how we have kept crime at historically low levels. And as long as I'm your sheriff, that approach will continue. So if you're a criminal, I'm not asking for your vote. I am asking that you set your destination for a place that is not Harford County, because you are not welcome here. For everyone else, I ask for your vote on June 23rd. I'm Sheriff Gaylor, and I approve this message.
Authority, committee to elect Jeff Gaylor, Andrew Amish, treasurer.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
6:53, traffic and weather on the threes with the update now. The King, Lugnuts Johnson.
So it looks like this wreck on 95 may have cleared the pulled the camera shot back from the camera that's actually over on 895, and the wreck was on 95 South before the Keith Avenue ramp. It was in the median, and there was only one police car left. So it looks like that may have cleared. It really didn't help things because we're backed up on 95 anyway, all the way back to Moravia Road, and now 895 as well is backed up to Moravia Road. And as it stands right now, it's going to be back to the city-county line in just a few minutes. So early this morning, here we are, right before 7 o'clock, 30 to 35-minute delays southbound right now at both the Harbor Tunnels. Big wreck and the cleanup still there. Northbound BW Parkway, as of 2-3 minutes ago, only the right shoulder is open northbound at Powder Mill Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Thursday morning rush hour. It is going to be sunny and hot later today. Upper 80s tonight, back down into the 60s. And then the heat is on Friday and Saturday, low 90s. 57 under sunny skies in Glen Burnie and 64 in Stevensville. And the latest, again, in the corrupt state of Maryland, where there's some just incredibly huge hubris that is on display by the Democrat Party, mostly, predominantly. You get some Republican knuckleheads from time to time. The latest is apparently a Fox 45 News investigation uncovering questions around the use of a Maryland state-issued Senate license plate that appears to be displayed on a vehicle driven by a former lawmaker months after leaving office. Three separate occasions, March 8, March 16, April 27th, this car bearing the license plate Senate 41 has been seen going through the Baltimore Harbor Tunnel and not paying any tolls. Okay? And, of course, if you don't have an easy pass, they bill you. They send the notice to your address, which is what happened in this particular case. But they sent the notice to Maryland State Senator Dahlia Attar, who has been in, I think, since late 24, if I'm not mistaken, 24 or 25. She replaced former Senator Jill Carter in the 41st Senate District. Now, Attar says the car does not belong to her. So that just leaves one other suspect here. That'd be former Senator Jill Carter. Her spokesperson has not responding and said they're going to look into this to see. I mean, come on, whose car could it be? All right, unless she's letting somebody rent the license plate for whatever reason. But I don't think that's the case. And again, this happens from time to time. But to me, it's just, there are a couple of issues here. One is that you don't turn it in after you leave the Maryland State Senate. You keep it, and you keep it on your car, and you keep using it. Maybe you use it for parking privileges, or maybe you think you would escape paying the tolls, whatever the case may be. A constituent in her district, 41st District, his name is Desmond Stinney, he told Fox 45 clearly this is an issue, this is a problem for Senator Jill Carter, and this just goes to show the kind of hubris that one has and the chutzpah that she is displaying here.
She gave up that seat willingly. It's an incredible amount of chutzpah, not only to just display those plates when you're not in office, but to then rack up fees from not following the law and paying the tolls.
Yeah. And you think, like the rest of us that may not have Easy Pass, that, I mean, I just got one recently. My Easy Pass, for some reason, wasn't working. And I got hit with notices from Jersey and Delaware and Maryland. I had to pay all of those online. Paid them right away. But she apparently is confusing perks of the office with after you leave the office.
Well, I would take a look at her for her colleagues, the ones that have left office. I think it would probably seem pretty known to everyone that the perks of office stay with the office. When you leave office, those perks are supposed to go away.
Well, according to the Maryland Motor Vehicle Administration, Senate license plates are not intended to replace a lawmaker's standard registration plates. The agency said senators are advised to keep their regular plates in their vehicles and are responsible for returning the Senate plates when they leave the office. Here's the rub. There's no specific deadline requiring former senators to return the plates. Former senators may also request a former senator plate for display.
after leaving office. But here's the thing. Once you leave office, wouldn't common sense dictate to you that, oh, maybe I should turn my plates in? Or at the very least, Mr. Stinney says, even if you keep the plates, you may want to follow the law.
If you're going to drive on a registration plate that doesn't belong to you, you could at least follow the law and pay the tolls.
I know it's a novel concept for many Democrats here in the state of Maryland. Why follow the law? We're Democrats. We run the state. We actually own the state. And we can do whatever we want because there's just really no opposition. There's nobody. What's the McFadden and Whitehead song? Ain't No Stopping Us Now. Going way back when to the late 70s for that one. But there you have it. And we'll keep abreast of the story and see what former Senator Jill Carter, who, by the way, was appointed to a judgeship by again, Governor Moore, and now she's in trouble for regurgitating anti-Semitic tropes. So stay tuned for that one as well.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm John Scott. The Trump administration has placed sanctions on Iran's largest digital asset exchange, Novatex, and three others. The move, part of ongoing efforts to pressure Iran into a deal to end the war with the U.S. and Israel. The Treasury accuses Novatex of moving assets to shield regime wealth. The U.S. also imposing sanctions on Iran's Persian Gulf Strait Authority. That curfew to curb violent protests around the ICE detention center in New Jersey has been lifted. Correspondent Laura Winters with a report.
Newark's mayor, Democrat Ross Baraka, lifting the curfew for now outside Delaney Hall, the ICE detention center, where violent clashes have happened outside and where violent criminal illegal aliens are being held inside the building. New Jersey Governor, Democrat Mikey Sherrill, asking the New Jersey State Police to patrol outside the facility in an effort to control violent agitators, many who are from out of state and specifically from Portland. Laura Winters reporting.
There are new questions about a fatal bus crash in Virginia last weekend.
A commercial bus crash in Virginia that killed five people and injured dozens of others has raised questions about the driver, the company that employed him, and the overall safety of the industry. It's not yet clear what could have prevented last week's crash. Still, it highlights the inherent dangers whenever a bus or semi-truck crashes into other vehicles. Collision avoidance technology has become standard on many new cars, but commercial buses still lack it, despite federal recommendations and proposed regulations to require them. Keith Peters, Washington.
World shares are mixed after declines on Wall Street Wednesday. Oil prices fell after Israel and Lebanon announced they had agreed to extend their ceasefire. Markets in Europe starting the day higher after a retreat in Asian benchmarks. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health insurance alternative at half the cost. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. While insurance companies tell you when to join, what to pay, and where to go, CHM is different. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other Christians. You can enroll, switch programs, or leave at any time. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a world of difference. CHM has four flexible programs. You can pick any certified doctor, surgeon, or hospital that you want for eligible care. So make the switch. Take your paycheck back from health insurance this year. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning, you're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
And the big delays continue. BW Parkway northbound in Prince George's County. They're at Care Powder Mill Road. Looking at it live, and again, only one lane is getting by to the right. Most of that is on the shoulder. The cleanup is still underway. The wreckers are there. Several vehicles ended up in the grass at that point. So a big backup northbound coming up from the Capitol Beltway. Southbound can see it. You'll have an impact there as you're coming south from 197. 30-minute delays already this morning southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. There was a minor wreck in the backup on 95 south.
just before the Keith Avenue ramp and after O'Donnell Street. I think at this point that is cleared, but the backups are still back and edging their way back towards the city-county line. And right now, all the normal delays are beginning to show up now on both sides of the Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Weather Authority forecast. It'll be a hot day with temperatures climbing to the upper 80s. We'll have plenty of sunshine. Tonight we cool down to the 60s, then get ready for a hot end to the week. Tomorrow and on Saturday, highs will climb to the low 90s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
57 degrees in Abingdon and 58 in Owings Mills at 7:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that the roar of illegal dirt bikes on Baltimore City streets has become a familiar summer sound, but police say riders raised the stakes after an officer was struck from behind during an arrest early Sunday. According to charging documents obtained by Fox 45 News, a dirt bike intentionally struck an officer from behind as officers were arresting another man, 30-year-old Matisse Green, who was also on an illegal dirt bike. The document said it happened Sunday around 2:30 a.m. on Maryland Avenue near Falls Road, where police were working crowd and traffic control. The officer was taken to shock trauma. And the woman charged in connection with the death of a Baltimore City Department of Transportation employee has rejected a plea deal, according to the Baltimore City State's Attorney's Office. Back in November 2025, Kiana Bonaparte was charged with first-degree assault and second-degree assault following the death of Gregory Turnipseed. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery Pick 3 was 704. The Pick 4, 1288. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shaw and Shamik Shaw with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pairshaw.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
705 Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the comfort guys, my guys. Red Sox slowed the O's roll last night at Fenway. 8-1 was the final, pounding out 15 hits, seven of which went for extra bases. O's starter Chris Bassitt had to leave the game after three. Manager Albernez, in the postgame, explains why.
During the outing, he felt some lower back tightness, and you know he was grinding through it through that third inning, and that's we ultimately had to move on to Suarez.
Now, Bassitt was pressed about it later on, but actually refused to discuss.
I understand you guys got a job to do. I understand you obviously want answers out of me. I'm just not willing to talk about it right now.
Daytime baseball for you today as the O's go for the series win at 135. Trevor Rogers takes the hill for Baltimore. Elsewhere in baseball, the Tigers made it three in a row last night over the Rays.
Dylan Dingler smashes it. Deep left field. Gone again.
Jason Benetti had the call on Detroit Sports TV. Another dinger for Dylan Dingler. A three-run shot. Tigers sweep the Rays after the O's did the same. 7-2 was the final last night in St. Pete. More from Ravens offensive coordinator Declan Doyle as he continues to get to know his quarterback.
I think that last year didn't go quite how he saw it. I think he is a hungry guy. When he's in here, you can feel him working. You can feel him with his teammates, with his coaches.
After throwing for 41 touchdowns and just four interceptions, interceptions in 2024. Lamar missed four games last year, and his numbers plunged to 21-7. Coming up in 30 minutes, Nick Saban goes to Washington. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is The Right Choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at the radical Democrat candidates. And it's just, they're off the charts. They're unhinged. They're lunatics. What is going on in the modern Democrat Party? We'll take a look at Senator Ron Johnson holding hearings on Capitol Hill on the COVID cancer cover-up. And our top story here today, State's Attorney Ivan Bates saying that a Maryland State Senator representing the city of Baltimore threatened to withhold $500,000 from the State's Attorney's office unless he turned over data that he wanted or she wanted that involved the Youth Charging Reform Act, data that Bates did not have. In a town hall the other night with a Baltimore Sun co-owner, Armstrong Williams, Bates told the story of a state senator. He was not explicit, did not name names. We can play guessing games if you want. I don't think it was Electric Bill Ferguson, because he has promised Bates that this withholding of money will not happen. So that just leaves a few suspects. We'll maybe get to those a little bit later on. But here's what Bates told Armstrong Williams at the town hall the other night.
A state senator from Baltimore City that, because of my strong stance against the juvenile law, wanted to make sure that I was going to receive a strong message that I need to get along and do what they want me to. That will never happen. I will always fight for the people in the community.
All right, so there was a veiled threat there, and it was followed up with, a letter or mention that you could lose some significant funding for the city state's attorney's office.
That $500,000 is part of a $1.7 million grant that doesn't have anything to do with juvenile, but has everything to do with the funding of my violent crime prosecutors. $500,000, that means we can't have four homicide prosecutors, which means we've lost 80 cases, which means that's 80 murderers running around the streets of Baltimore City.
That's a significant, think about it now, it's $500,000 threatening to withhold from the city state's attorney's office because you want some alleged juvenile crime data. And by the way, Bates says he doesn't even have that data.
Thank goodness, because what they didn't realize was that there's no way that I have this data. However, DJS has it. We'll work closely with them to make sure we give them this report. However, I think it's very sad that I did my job as president of MSAA, as a prosecutor, and I just viewed something differently. But yet, they want to make sure they punish me. It's not about me. It's about protecting the community and the residents and citizens of Baltimore City.
So who is it? Which Maryland State Senator, who's part of the city delegation, made this veiled threat of cutting $500,000 from Ivan Bates, state's attorney's office, and thus would hinder and perhaps even cripple his office from prosecuting homicides and the like. So he complained to the governor, and he complained to Electric Bill Ferguson. Both of them assured him that that cut would not happen. So Ferguson's just one of six that it could have been. So we'll cross him off the list temporarily. There are five others. We'll take a look at which one it could be. Maybe get your thoughts as well as to which state senator just trying to kneecap Ivan Bates. Cut him off at the legs. 7:13 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
We had a report that the Curtis Creek drawbridge was up, and that was a couple of minutes ago. Looking at it right here now at Curtis Bay, looks like both sides of the beltway are moving. So again, they never tell us when they're going to put the drawbridge up. They just put it up. And apparently it went up a little after 7, and it looks like now back down once again. Just looked at the BW Parkway. They were trying to get some lanes open on the northbound side. An additional lane from this wreck at the BW Parkway northbound at Powder Mill Road had a lot of vehicles involved in that wreck. And most of those ended up in the grass on the northbound side. But that's been a big problem through there for the traffic coming up from the Greenbelt Road area and from the Capitol Beltway. Just got the camera back up there. Now the accident is in the grass and staying in the grass. So we have two lanes getting by. It's not going to improve very quickly, but it's still very slow. There's a visual there going by with the wreckers there and one of the vehicles still remaining in the grass. Southbound, can see it. They're open. Everybody's okay there, but we're still backed up south of 197. Your backups already this morning, 30-minute delays southbound with the heavy traffic at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny today, hot, and upper 80s for the high. And right now we're looking at 56 and sunny in Columbia, 62 in Annapolis. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Last night, the House of Representatives voted 215 to 208 to end the war with Iran. It's the first time the House has voted to stop President Trump's military action in Iran. Four Republicans, four rhinos, voted with Democrat Thomas Massey, who's got an extra grind, as you might imagine, because Trump cost him his seat. Pennsylvania Rep. Ryan Fitzpatrick, he's married to Fox News' Jackie Heinrich. Tom Barrett. And Warren Davidson of Ohio. This is dead on arrival in the Senate. This was a symbolic vote. And if it passes the Senate, Trump will veto the resolution. And, of course, it will not. That veto is not going to be overridden. But he sat down with Miranda Devine of the New York Post and gave an interview and said that they're in good shape with the ongoing talks with Iran.
I think we're going to be in very good shape. We're in good shape right now. We have the blockade, which is amazing. Our Navy is great. Our military, we have the strongest military in the world. I built the military on my first term, and I'm using it during my second term. I didn't think I'd be using it this much, but we had a big success in Venezuela. It was over in one day. We have a great relationship with the people in Venezuela. The oil companies are moving in now with us. And that's been a tremendous success, even from the economic standpoint, the oil standpoint. But that was essentially much less than a one-day war and a great success. And we're having a very great success in Iran militarily.
So you think the blockade will still be in place by Labor Day?
I don't know. I mean, I think it could be, but I think it's unlikely. I think that we'll have it. I think this will resolve itself fairly quickly.
By the way, the president did tell Miranda Devine yesterday that he had a rather heated call with Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu of Israel and said that he was perturbed and allegedly called him effing crazy. Bibi, when confronted with that, said, well, we've had some tactical disagreements, but we do agree on the larger picture that Iran must be finished off. So as to that question, whether Iran should be finished off, or whether we should continue the path of peace, the president told Miranda Devine, it's a tough decision, but it's one he's prepared to go with either way.
Now I have to make a determination. Do we sign a deal or we do it the other way? And the other way is not nice.
What will the other way achieve, though?
Certainty. It would be over. There wouldn't be any bull. There wouldn't be any talking. There wouldn't be any delays. There wouldn't be. But, I'd rather do it the nice way from a humanitarian standpoint.
Can you do it just with bombing the other way?
Yeah, you don't have to. We don't need boots on the ground now. Well, we did it. You know, we wiped out much of their military with just bombing. We didn't put anybody in the ground. You don't want to do that. You're so far away.
Yep, and so, again, he's not going to tip his hand. He's ready to go in either direction. But then came up the election, 3 November of 2020.
But polls show that you would have won the election if people had known about it, and it was censored. And the Dirty 51 letter, those CIA former directors, they rigged the election.
Yeah.
And, I mean, is the Department of Justice looking into
Well,
it?
I won't get into that.
Okay.
But they're looking into plenty of things.
Mm.
No, the election was rigged 100%. Now, the only thing I can say is that I think we're probably having a better term than if it was the second term. I won it
right.
three times.
Yeah.
But I think it's a more important term than it would have been if I did it the other way.
A lot of damage done to the country by Joe Biden.
That's right. The one thing is that we wouldn't have had 25 million people
yeah.
pouring into our country. That's a big thing.
Mm.
And we wouldn't have had the war with Russia and Ukraine either.
Yeah.
That's a big thing. That's so many people have died.
Mm.
Yeah, they're losing 25,000 people a month. That wouldn't have happened. And he was the worst president. Had no idea what he was doing. Should have never been president. He lost the election in a landslide. And, you know, we have a very corrupt election process. When you think of it, the Democrats fight because they don't want to have, like, proof of citizenship.
Yeah.
Think of it. Who wouldn't have proof? They fight. They hire law firms, the biggest law firms, most powerful law firms in the world, so that they can not have proof of citizenship. They fight because voter ID, voter identification. They don't want voter identification. By the way, Democrat people do. You know, if you interview Democrats, not politicians, Democrats, they want voter identification. They fight because of the ballots. They have mail-in ballots. We're the only country in the world that has mail-in ballots. No other country does it anymore. They've done it. It used to have a lot, and they realized it was totally corrupt.
So why won't the
Senate? We have a very corrupt election process.
Why?
Tomorrow, we'll tell you what he said about the FBI undercover and J6. The president will officially announce today Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche will be nominated as U.S. Attorney General for the permanent appointment. And finally, two men who were shot at the presidential rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, are now suing the United States for life-altering physical and emotional injuries during that assassination attempt. David Dutch and James Copenhaver, again, filing those lawsuits against the U.S. and the Secret Service, according to CBS News. And that's a look at what happened 501 days into the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
All right, who's the state senator that threatened Ivan Bates with a loss of $500,000 for his office? We'll take a look at who the nominees in just a moment here on Casey and Company.
This is Sheriff Jeff Gaylor, and here in Harford County, we take a zero-tolerance approach when it comes to people who can't follow the law. We have a history of vice partnerships, and this is how we have kept crime at historically low levels. And as long as I'm your sheriff, that approach will continue. So if you're a criminal, I'm not asking for your vote. I am asking that you set your destination for a place that is not Harford County because you are not welcome here. For everyone else, I ask for your vote on June 23rd. I'm Sheriff Gaylor, and I approve this message.
Authority, committee to elect Jeff Gaylor, Andrew Amish, treasurer.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bo and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
Baltimore County faces rising costs, higher taxes, crowded classrooms, and increased violent crime. We do not need more political promises. We need change in Baltimore County. We need Patrick Dyer as Baltimore County Executive. Patrick Dyer will lower our taxes, support our police, and make our communities safe. Patrick Dyer will bring transparency back to government. Vote for safer streets and a stronger economy. Vote Patrick Dyer for Baltimore County Executive.
Authority, Citizens for Patrick Dyer, Dwayne Verderam, Treasurer.
Is your roof old, leaking, or damaged? Peak Custom Remodeling is taking 25% off all roofing projects now through June 15th. Peak is a CertainTeed premier credentialed roofing company, meaning their team maintains strict standards for installer training and product knowledge. This means Peak is able to offer warranties backed by CertainTeed and peace of mind that no other roofer in Maryland can. Call 443-988-PEAK or go to peakcustomermodeling.com for 25% off roofing. That's 443-988-7325.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic is Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Falling on the Parkway northbound, big wreck earlier this morning. Been there an hour already, at least, a northbound at Powder Mill Road. Vehicles ended up in the grass. They were in the left-hand lane. They were all over the place. And at one point, only the right shoulder was getting by. A minute ago, they had the left-hand lane closed again to position one of these wreckers to get this other vehicle out of the grass. So right now, two lanes are open, trying to squeeze some traffic on the right shoulder, but they're just merging in right at the scene. So we're still backed up as you're coming up from the Capitol Beltway. Some residual delays as well on the southbound side. We only had one minor wreck at the Fort McHenry Tunnel this morning. That was southbound at the top of the hill before the Keith Avenue ramp. That's all it took. That backed up to the city line. 895, the word gets out. That is backed up to Moravia Road. We continue with 30-minute delays southbound. Right now, it's just all the normal heavy traffic in and around 695. JFX, you're good, south of Ruxton Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny and a hot one today. Upper 80s, 60s for the low tonight. Tomorrow and Saturday should hit the low 90s. Maybe a chance of thunderstorms on Sunday. Right now we're looking at 60 and sunny in Pikesville, and it is 59 degrees in Severn. 725, we're looking at who the possible suspects would be in threatening to cut $500,000 out of the budget for the Baltimore City State's Attorney's Office, Ivan Bates, which would severely and negatively impact his office's ability to prosecute murderers, arsonists, rapists, etc. This is pure evil politics, even within the Democrat Party, because Ivan Bates is a Democrat. But he, again, is serious about holding juveniles accountable. So I think the first suspect we see, somebody who's really high up there on the let's let juveniles off scot-free. So let's look at the six senators that represent the city, who the suspects are. One would be the Senate president, Senator Bill, Electric Bill Ferguson, as we call him now. He, of course, right now, he has promised Ivan Bates that no, that money is not going to be cut. So we'll take him off the list temporarily. Next up would be the Finance Committee Vice Chair, Senator Antonio Hayes. He would be a prime suspect in this threat in District 40. In District 41, Senator Dahlia Attar, who has got her own legal issues to deal with right now, but Ivan Bates had endorsed her and then reneged on that endorsement, so maybe she's a little bit upset about that. I'm saying she's an outside, she's a long shot, but she's still a considered suspect. In District 43, Senator Mary Washington. Again, I think she's down the list there. In District 44, Senator Charles Sidnor. He might be also a prime suspect, along with Senator Antonio Hayes. And then the delegation chair is Senator Corey McCray. I don't think he is of the ilk to threaten cutting funding to Ivan Bates. But again, I could be reading that wrong. So right now, you look at maybe the prime suspects would be Antonio Hayes and Charles Sidnor. They're all six of them are capable of doing it, certainly. But you think writing a letter like that or making a threat usually comes with a little bit of power, a little bit of oomph behind the name, and that would be a Bill Ferguson or an Antonio Hayes, both the Senate President and the Finance Committee Vice Chair. So, Ferguson says, he didn't say anything. He just said that he wouldn't cut the money, along with assurances from Governor Moore. So there you have it. This is hardball politics, the way it's played in Maryland, especially within the Democrat Party. Either you toe the line or we'll make life difficult for you. Remember, Governor Moore said, leave no one behind. That also would mean the victims of crime in the city of Baltimore, which Ivan Bates has done, I think, a bang-up job of, you know, the bring-the-toothbrush mindset, going after repeat violent offenders and delivering on some high-profile cases already. So he has done, I think he's been a complete 180 from Marilyn Mosby, who was one of the worst city state's attorneys in the history of Baltimore, and she proved it every day she was in office. So you can give your thoughts as to who you might think the culprit is. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, and you can do that right now, or you can email us am680@wcbm.com. A little bit early on in the show, at 6 o'clock, right at the top of the hour, we talked about the Baltimore PD finally cracking down on dirt bikes after decades of abuse and illegal dirt bike riding in Baltimore City. It took a Baltimore City police officer being struck in the back before the Baltimore police now are taking this seriously, which I think is most unfortunate. It's like the rest of us are what, chopped liver? Again, I just don't get that. But here we have some of our folks weighing in via text and email, and some of them are saying, over in the UK, they got rid of guns. Now they make it illegal to carry knives, except for immigrants from third world countries who can claim religious exemption. See how that works? But now their term they use instead of gun violence is knife violence. That was the story we talked about yesterday, Henry Nowak. And what's next? Stick violence? Rock violence? The problem is not the weapons. The problem is mental illness, and inviting the third world into your country is just the worst idea. Well, they should learn from us here. Absolutely. And a lot of folks weighing in on the dirt bike story. Wallace says, to get the dirt bikes and ATVs, they will go into the surrounding counties and steal them. Yeah, we had that story, thanks, Wallace, that they were going into Pennsylvania and going out into, and that's, remember Amy Caprio? Remember they were had a bunch of city utes that were casing neighborhoods in Baltimore County? That's the kind of stuff they do. They go out where the money is, where the dirt bikes are, because a lot of folks in Baltimore City can't afford to spend thousands of dollars on a dirt bike. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that as Baltimore City leaders discuss the latest budget, Baltimore City State's Attorney Ivan Bates is prepared to ask for funding to continue violent crime reduction efforts. However, in the midst of the budget season, Bates says he recently learned that decisions at the state level could have stripped funding from his office. Appearing on a town hall with Baltimore Sun co-owner Armstrong Williams, Bates acknowledged that about $500,000 could have been taken from the city state's attorney's budget unless they complied a statewide juvenile crime report. Based on data, Bates said his office does not have. 12 people were taken to the hospital after a crash involving an MTA bus and a work van on Wednesday afternoon. According to the Baltimore City Fire Department, emergency medical services responded to a crash in the 1100 block of West Baltimore Street around 1 p.m. on June 3rd. Upon arrival, officials found a crash involving an MTA bus and a work van. Authorities said that due to the number of patients, additional resources were requested to come to the scene, including a total of 7 medic units. In total, 12 people were taken to nearby hospitals with injuries. And one person is dead and another is injured after a Wednesday afternoon crash in Owings Mills. Baltimore County police say the incident happened at around 3:45 in the 11,000 block of Reisterstown Road near the Cherry Valley Plaza Shopping Center. One crash victim was taken to a hospital where they were pronounced dead, and the other was treated and released at the scene. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Delays at both the Harbor Tunnels are still in the area of 25 to 30 minutes. We had a couple of things early on 95 before the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The lanes are moving now, and there actually was a little bit of an improvement on 895. It was back to Moravia Road. Now it's back to Pulaski Highway, but still 25 to 30 minutes. Now, as you come out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, you start south towards 395. There is another slowdown there. I've been looking in the area right after Camden Yards, and there's definitely a slowdown in there. It's a speed reduction and pretty heavy traffic right after the ramp at 395, and even the ramp from 395 south on 2I-95 is slow. No reports of any problems there, but we get this once in a while where we get this speed reduction with all this heavy traffic coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Beltway northeast side was slow, and there was apparently a minor incident there that may be clear. Outer loop at Lockraven Boulevard, we had state police on the shoulder in that area. It looks a little better in the last 4 or 5 minutes on the outer loop now towards Providence Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Weather Authority forecast. It'll be a hot day with temperatures climbing to the upper 80s. We'll have plenty of sunshine. Tonight we cool down to the 60s, then get ready for a hot end to the week. Tomorrow and on Saturday, highs will climb to the low 90s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
735 Sports is brought to you by the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville, the total game changer. Orioles bats weren't completely silent last night. They did bang out 9 hits, but they were when it mattered most. 0-for-6 with runners in scoring position as the Red Sox take game 2 of the series. 8-1 was the final. Manager Albernaz asked about it after the game.
They put great at-bats against them, but yeah, we couldn't get like the big knock, and you know, it was tough for our guys to get on top of the heater and, like, you know, make that adjustment, because, you know, just like I said, with the extension and the velo, but we put together great at-bats against them. We just couldn't get the big hit.
The great at-bats were against Red Sox starter Peyton Toll, who went 6 scoreless innings, Taylor Ward with 3 hits for Baltimore. The two newest additions to the Ravens receiving corps are rookies, Jacoby Lane out of USC and Elijah Surratt out of National Champion Indiana from Baltimore, prepped at St. Francis. Ravens wide receiver Zay Flowers says the two are making huge strides.
Jacoby got that. He got that Jack. Well, I call him Jack. Y'all call him Jacoby. He got that dog mentality. Like, he want to play. He want to go get the ball. He want to do everything. He want to learn. And same thing as E. He want to learn. He want to play. They came in ready and ready to do their job. So that's great to see. And I'm gonna lead them by example. And we all gonna go.
Surratt led the nation last year with 14 touchdown receptions, and at 6'4", Lane's height and leaping ability make him a dangerous mismatch in the red zone. Meanwhile, the football world still assessing the impact of the trade that sent two-time NFL Defensive Player of the Year Myles Garrett to the Rams. Now, Garrett is elated, going from the backwaters of the NFL to a Super Bowl favorite. But how do you think the player he was traded for, Jared Verse, feels about it?
It caught me by surprise. I was, I loved LA. I loved the coaches, the organization, my teammates, you know, everybody a part of it, the staff, the fans, you know, I love the whole vibe of LA, Los Angeles, the Rams, you know, and it was upsetting. I was upset for, you know, a good little bit of time.
Exactly. NBA Finals last night, game one was in San Antonio, and what a force this guy has become.
Brunson keeps it alive. Bridges looks back to Brunson. Corner three is up. Bang! Jalen Brunson from downtown.
Mike Breen with the call on ESPN. The gritty Jalen Brunson, 30 points last night. Knicks playoff winning streak reaches 12. 105-95 over the Spurs. And a sidebar, Victor Wembanyama, a quiet 25 points on 21 shots. The time now is 7:37. When we return, it's a tale of two cities.
Gary Stein here. Looking for the ultimate spot to unwind? Well, Yorktown Social in Cockeysville is my place. Trust me, they've got it all. Signature cocktails like the Boozy Bank Vault or a refreshing Blueberry Lemon Drop, plus 20 craft drafts on tap, all displayed on a big screen so you can pick your favorite. Catch the Ravens or Orioles on their massive 100-inch TV or kick back in the outdoor courtyard bar. Their happy hour is Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. You'll find them in the far corner of Yorktown Plaza. And if you see me there, be sure to say hi.
So here it is, Sean. It was a sellout crowd last night in San Antonio, 18,000 plus. 30% of the tickets were sold to people who had zip codes in the New York area.
Wow.
Okay? Do the math. A ticket to Madison Square Garden for Game 3 is going upwards of $4,000.
I bet, yeah.
Tickets last night went for an average of $900.
Okay.
So if you're a Knicks fan, okay, do the math. You go to San Antonio for two nights. It's about $600. The airfare is $700. That's $1,300. The ticket's $900. That's $2,200.
Plus meals.
Plus meals, whatever. Right. Okay, you can go to San Antonio and watch Game 1 of the Knicks-Spurs game last night for $2,200 or pay $4,000 and go to Madison Square Garden for Game 3.
Yeah, that's
you true. Save $1,800.
Yes, you do. And you go to see a big rally and a big win.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So how about for two games? Mm. You pay $8,000 for two tickets. Just keeps multiplying.
Yeah, and that's, I guess, if you have season tickets, you wouldn't pay that.
If you have season tickets to Knicks games?
To the Knicks games.
No, I think you would.
You would?
Yeah.
That's what their official playoff ticket is they're charging, or this is from scalping?
Oh, I see what you're saying. If you, all right, you're talking about face value.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the face value is.
Yeah, I don't think you'd pay that much. If you had season tickets to Madison Square Garden, you would pay, I'm sure, a playoff charge, but not...
Right, right. I'm going by SeatGeek prices, et cetera, you know.
All right, that makes sense.
But yeah, you're right.
All right, thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. What the hell's going on with the Democrat Party these days? Their nominees, their candidates, they're stark raving mad. They are lunatics. Let me just go down the roster here, and then you can decide who they are. For instance, we've got the Graham Plattner in Maine with the Nazi tattoo. He's gone. This guy's had a Nazi tattoo for 20 years. He's countless hateful comments on Reddit about women, blacks, gays, rape victims, soldiers. The American sniper, Chris Kyle, he mocked. Hard to imagine how things could get worse for him, but apparently they did. And now he's gone into hiding as his campaign and poll numbers are imploding. So that's problem number one. Problem number two, Texas Senate candidate James Tallarico, claiming that Jesus is non-binary and there are actually six genders in Texas. Again, that's just one of many. And then we have, in New Jersey, the other night, New Jersey Democrats gave a primary win to a candidate with ties to Al-Qaeda. This guy is Adam Hamawi. He showed up at the trial of the blind sheikh, Omar Abdel Rahman, back in 93 on the first bombing of the World Trade Center, as not only a character witness, but as a fact witness. It's unbelievable. Al-Qaeda ties. All they quickly have forgotten. Now, let's not excuse the current Jihad Squad, AOC, racist Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, and Ayanna Pressley. We did get rid of Jasmine Crockett. Eric Swalwell, Al Green will be going, and Steve Cohen in Tennessee. But these are just, these candidates are off the charts. We got Mamdani, the commie, in New York City as mayor. We have a Minneapolis guy running for mayor, Omar Fateh. He's endorsed by the Democrat Socialists of America. He's another one like Ilhan Omar. In Illinois CD9, you have Kat Abu-Ghazaleh, a Gen Z radical. We have the AOC of Tennessee, Afton Bain. Mallory McMorrow, who's running for Senate in Michigan, who is a big fan of sexualizing children. We have Pennsylvania Rep. Summer Lee. And this is just tip of the iceberg, too. We have Democrat Socialist endorsing Oliver Larkin in Florida 23, Chris Rabb in Pennsylvania 3. And then we have Mamdani's favorite, Darlizia Avila Chevalier. She's running in New York 13. She is called for abolishing police, borders, and prisons, in addition to seizing private property, nationalizing major industries, and claiming that Israel does not exist. This is your modern Democrat Party. And again, they're blatant. They're out. They're in your face. Again, we're running on a communist platform, on a radical Islamic platform, The Democrats now have fully capitulated. They can't seem to win national elections with the old school blue dog Democrat or the moderate Democrat or the common sense Democrat. Now you have to have these progressive Marxist kooks. And that's who they're putting up in all of these races. And by the way, there's a new poll out. We'll get to it in just a second from Elon University, proving what I've said a long time ago, that Democrats really hate our country. 743, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update. Oh, by the way, we do need a contestant. Choose your fake news. Give us a call right now. Get the match with the panel. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. And here once again is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
And brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. We went down to Annapolis quickly just to get a quick check there. I-97, back up as per usual at Route 32. That's normal. Gets better after the bridge at 178. So no problems at all at Sandy Point, Oceanic Drive area. The Bay Bridge is clear. 50 around the Severn River Bridge. Brief delay there on the westbound side, but with the lanes open, looking live here at the JFX, and that's running fine from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. A couple of problems way early this morning going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Backed us up, and we have not recovered. We're still backed up to at least the city-county line on 95, and at last check, 895 was still backed up between Pulaski Highway and Moravia Road. So everybody's moving, but it takes 25 minutes at least to get into the tunnels. And then 95, you get a little break, heavy traffic again, and we're slow from Camden Yards out to the Beltway on the southwest side. BW Parkway northbound is recovering. The accident mostly gone now was northbound at Powder Mill Road. Summer driving can be very hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive keep you safely on the road with a complete system checkup. See Bernie today's right there, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, hot today, upper 80s, temps tonight in the 60s. That's where we are right now. Sunny, 61 in Pikesville, 60 in Ellicott City. Time to choose your fake news, three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Our contestant today is Glenn in Catonsville. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I think I want to lead off.
You want to lead off? All right. Very good. You want to go first today. All right, story number one. Pennsylvania officials now have broken up a kindergarten fight club. In Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, six adults were charged with multiple offenses, including child abuse and child endangerment, for training five-year-olds to kickbox, and they would wager on the outcomes of the kindergarten fights. Story two. Jay Leno has had to become a registered arms dealer in order to accept a delivery of a tank from the King of Jordan. The King of Jordan wanted to gift him a Scorpion tank with a live shell in it. In order to accept delivery here in the USA, he had to become a federal licensed arms dealer. And story three, Democrat representatives in Congress went full girl power this week during a press conference. Three Democrat congresswomen said employers who don't pay female workers to stay home during menstruation are committing economic violence against women. Is it story one, kindergarten fight club broken up? Story two, Jay Leno, a registered arms dealer? Or story three, girl power, according to Democrat members of Congress?
How come this has to be happening now?
All right. Glenn, you get to go first.
Okay, a couple toughies there. I'm going to go with two, only because you mentioned that it still had a round in the chamber, and it has to be demilitarized before they can sell it.
All right, Glenn goes for story number two. And Kristen?
And I'm rethinking that, because that was the only one I thought was true. Because I know Jay Leno does collect cars, and sometimes that comes with other things. So I think I'm going to look at, I think I'm going to go with number three.
Kristen goes for number three. Maggie?
This is a tough, it's always a toughie for me. But I'm going to go with, I'm going to say number
think
two.
Think cheese and Peter Frampton.
Number two!
Maggie goes for number two, and Chuck?
One, please.
Chuck goes for story number one.
Interesting.
Chuck votes for story number one, the kindergarten fight club being broken up in Pennsylvania. That is our fake news story.
Okay.
What do you think of that?
Yeah. Glenn, thanks for playing and listening. Appreciate the game. And now he's going to gloat. He's on the love gloat.
Love gloat.
Go right ahead, Chuck.
That's all right. I'm just steaming off into the sunset.
Keep steaming, baby.
That's right.
Keep steaming. All right, we'll see you in a couple. Appreciate that. Congratulations.
Thank you so much for being here.
7:48, 12 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. By the way, there are more candidates here. Just amazing. You've got these candidates now. The Wicked Witch of Woke and the Queen of DEI are looking to take Republican seats. Two progressive radical candidates in the Midwest. Again, Sarah Trone Garriott. You've got, by the way, she's a white woman. She said she was uncomfortable with large populations of white people. Yet she's running in predominantly white Iowa. Maybe that's why. 85% of Iowa is white. And then you're looking at another candidate running. This one is out in Iowa. Her name, of course, Christina Bohannon. This is a third attempt of her trying to unseat Miller Meeks out there in Iowa. And she said that she wants to defund police, believes men should play in women's sports, and refuse support tax relief for Iowa's seniors. So, again, this is the current crop of the Democrat Party. We'll be equal opportunity here in just a second. We'll tell you about a radical Republican as well, or one that's now being accused of stolen dollar. But a new poll out from Elon University confirming what I have thought for many, many years. And many of us have known for decades, very few Democrats are proud to be Americans. In fact, the number is less than 1 in 5, 20%. These are the same people who are probably very proud to be Americans when Obama was president. That's how the left rolls. They're only happy about the country if they're in charge of it. When they lose, they think the country's awful. Their love of country is conditional. New York Post is reporting fewer than 1 in 5 Democrats feel proud to be Americans ahead of our 250th birthday compared to 2 out of 3 Republicans. 66% of Republicans, only 20% of Democrats are proud to be Americans. Just amazing. It really is. Nobody owns patriotism, that's for sure. No single party, but I will tell you this. It does speak volumes when you have a lot more Republicans who are proud to be of America no matter who's in office versus 20% of Democrats. But then again, they probably all are suffering from Trump derangement syndrome. It's 7:50, 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. And coming up next, a Republican Senate candidate is in hot water being accused of misrepresenting his military record for years.
Nino Mangione here. I've spent the last 8 years in Annapolis fighting for you. I am the fighter we need on the Baltimore County Council to cut taxes, support law enforcement, and bring transparency to Baltimore County. I am Nino Mangione, and you can count on me. Early voting starts June 11th through the 18th, Election Day on June 23rd.
We need strong Republican leadership. Nino Mangione for Baltimore County Council. Authority, Friends of Nino Mangione. Lawrence Heinlein, Treasurer.
Lorien has 6 different assisted living communities throughout the Baltimore area. These are as followed: Lorien Bel-Air, Lorien Tawnytown, Lorien Encore, Lorien Elkridge, Lorien Harmony Hall, and Lorien Mount Airy. Each of them have a unique feature that would really benefit your loved one if you are looking for assisted living services. Visit our website today at LorienAssistedLiving.com to get more information and speak to one of our sales directors.
This is Sheriff Jeff Gaylor, and here in Harford County, we take a zero-tolerance approach when it comes to people who can't follow the law. We have a history of ICE partnerships, and this is how we have kept crime at historically low levels. And as long as I'm your sheriff, that approach will continue. So if you're a criminal, I'm not asking for your vote. I am asking that you set your destination for a place that is not Harford County, because you are not welcome here. For everyone else, I ask for your vote on June 23rd. I'm Sheriff Gaylor, and I approve this message.
Authority, Committee to Elect Jeff Gaylor, Andrew Amish, Treasurer.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling.
But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.real estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.real estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 bucks a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 bucks a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
7:53 Thursday morning rush hour. The king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker, has the update.
And at the end of the last report, there was an accident reported southbound JFX at Cold Spring Lane. And for a minute, it didn't see any backup. Now, we're starting to slow from Ruxton Road coming down through the city-county lines. Of course, we have no cameras that work other than the speed cameras, and we can't see them. No visual on what this is, but it is southbound at Cold Spring Lane. We'll be waiting for an update from city police on that. But already you have a delay with a rolling backup coming south from Ruxton Road and down through the city-county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny and hot today, upper 80s, 60s for the low tonight, and then the cranking up the heat for Friday and Saturday. Should hit the low 90s. Chance of some thunderstorms maybe late Saturday evening into Sunday morning. And right now we're looking at, it's a nice morning again. Yesterday was just gorgeous. It was warmer, low humidity. 64 and sunny in Annapolis, 61 in Reisterstown. Got a note here. We were talking about dirt bikes in the first hour and how BPD is finally cracking down or announcing a crackdown on what's been going on for decades in Baltimore City after a dirt bike struck an officer from behind and she had to be transported to shock trauma. I understand she has been released. No word on whether when she will return to duty. But the commissioner was not happy, as you might imagine. But many of us have not been happy that have been harassed, intimidated, hounded by illegal dirt bike riders in Baltimore City. Firefighter John says, Sean, as a first responder in Baltimore City for 30-plus years, I can tell you these dirt bikes hinder emergency responses. Clusters of them will pull into an intersection and block the intersection for the remaining group of motorcycles to come through. It doesn't matter. If we're coming down the road with lights and sirens on, they block us anyway until all those motorcycles come through. It delays our response, and they could care less. Well, apparently so can city officials, because the mayor won't lift a finger to stop it. The governor doesn't care. Obviously, he's completely checked out on that. The city council is all right, apparently, with this kind of illegal behavior. So it's up, and I'm just wondering how far Commissioner Worley will be able to go until Mayor Scott clips his wings, because the vast majority of these illegal dirt bike riders happen to be black teens and young black adults. So just saying, we will have to keep an eye on that. So turning our guns now on the Republican side of the aisle, Republican candidate for Senate in Alabama, Barry Moore, is in hot water for misrepresenting his military service record for over a decade. Moore is being challenged by former Navy SEAL Jared Hudson in a runoff election, who decides he's going to represent the GOP for the Senate in Alabama this fall. For 6 years, Moore has publicly claimed on his one of his documented military forms that he has served in the military for 6 years. On his forms, however, the total service is 2 years, 6 months, and 21 days, with an honorable discharge as well. His DD Form 220 shows he entered active duty in March of 1989 for basic. Then his tour ended just about 2 months later. After basic is over, the documents allege Moore requested early separation to accept civilian employment. The rank discrepancy is equally stark. He signed official correspondence, including a nationally publicized letter attacking Tampon Tim as a staff sergeant when his rank was not staff sergeant, but as cadet with a pay grade of F6. So again, we have the time he served is being called into question. The rank that he was is being called into question. And critically, the legal analysis concludes that Barry Moore does not meet the federal definition of veteran under 38 U.S. Code Section 101-2, which requires active military service plus a discharge other than dishonorable Title 32. National Guard service was also not met as well. So, according to this, it looks like Barry Moore completely misrepresented his military service for years, publicly and privately. And now that's been called into questions by veterans and by his opponent, retired Navy SEAL Jared Hudson. So this matters. This does not matter if you are Wes Moore, Democrat, governor in the state of Maryland, or whether you are Barry Moore running for a Republican in Alabama. When you claim to be in the military and you're not, when you claim to have served in certain aspects and you're not, when you claim to have led troops into combat and you haven't, those are all forms of stolen valor. They're dishonorable, they're disgusting and despicable, and it should disqualify you from public office. So there you have it. Finney Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty. And I want me to remind you that spring selling season is still right now smack dab in the last month or so of spring selling season. That's when you get the best price for your home. A lot of people looking to buy a home right now. It kind of spills over maybe into early summer before the dog days hit. But Vinny Steele is going to sell your home for the price that you want in the time frame that you want. He's got all sorts of programs to help you do that, like the Sell Your Home, Stay in Your Home program. You can sell it and stay in it for up to 12 months. It has a home trade-in program, much like you would have vehicle, trade your home in. He's got all the details, so you'll have to talk to Vinny about that, as well as, of course, the fix-it repair program, where if your home does need repairs that and you don't feel like dealing with the contractors and all of that, Vinny does that for you and subtracts the price at settlement. So, again, call Vinny today, 410-709-7515. Tell him I told you to call, 410-709-7515, online, vinnysteele.com. Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty. It's 8 o'clock. You're listening to Casey and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
News This Hour from Town Hall. I'm John Scott. House passes a resolution to end the war with Iran. Correspondent Bernie Bennett with the story.
House lawmakers on Wednesday passed legislation designed to force President Trump to end the Iran war, marking a victory for Democrats and the constitutional purists who say the conflict is illegal without explicit congressional approval. The tally was 215 to 208 with four Republicans, Congressman Thomas Massey of Kentucky, Brian Fitzpatrick of Pennsylvania, Tom Barrett of Michigan, and Warren Davidson of Ohio, joining every Democrat in supporting the measure. Democrats in the House and Senate have yet to get behind a bicameral measure that could be sent to Mr. Trump's desk. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Republican Steve Hilton and Democrat Javier Becerra positioned in the top two spots in the race for California governor following Tuesday's primary election, projecting optimism that their standings will hold and propel them to a November runoff election. Meanwhile, billionaire environmental advocates Tom Steyer, a Democrat sitting in third place, has not conceded. The U.S. has some ongoing talks involving Greenland.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio is providing an update on discussions involving Greenland and regional security.
The truth be told, we are actually involved in conversations with Greenland and Denmark on the use of Denmark for on the use of Greenland for collective defense for all of us. It's a key part of missile defense, but we're involved in those talks right now, so I think we're in a good place on it.
Willie Nelson, the White House.
A massive black cloud rising from above the St. Petersburg skyline from a Ukrainian drone strike, setting a gloomy tone for the opening of President Putin's annual showcase of Russia's hometown, hosting the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum. The Ukrainian attack a day earlier that set an oil terminal ablaze, another blow to his efforts to minimize the impact of the conflict. More at townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When I was feeling the stress of too much credit card debt, I looked at two different options, debt settlement and debt management. They may sound the same, but guess what? They're not. Debt settlement seemed like a quick fix, but I found out it would destroy my credit, create tax headaches, and hit me with huge fees. They actually told me to stop paying my bills. No way, not me. Then I turned to a debt management plan developed by the team at Trinity. They worked with my creditors, lowered my payments, reduced my interest, saved me thousands, and paid off my debt. And Trinity is a Christian company, which is important to me.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. You're on Casey & Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, the backup on the JFX was coming into the city county line from Ruxton Road. We had a report up ahead that there was an accident at Cold Spring Lane. If it was there, it's cleared itself now because the backup here at the city county line is gone. So that's good news coming south from Ruxton Road. We're looking for an accident. Haven't seen it yet. Reported on the outer loop around Hartford Road. I've been in the area over at Paring. I've been back towards Putty Hill. I don't see it, but we're getting an impact now coming over from Bel Air Road, and it's very slow on the outer loop under Hartford Road. We're still dealing with delays and all that heavy traffic. South, we had problems early this morning at both the Harbor Tunnels, and all those backups continue. And then 95 Russell Street, 395, that delay now has improved, and the pace is a lot better heading on 95 eventually out to the Beltway. The Sky Ramp coming into Camden Yards, that's the big ramp from 95 North. That's slowing as you're coming up towards Dr. King. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Weather Authority forecast. It'll be a hot day with temperatures climbing to the upper 80s. We'll have plenty of sunshine. Tonight we cool down to the 60s, then get ready for a hot end to the week. Tomorrow and on Saturday, highs will climb to the low 90s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
66 degrees in Pikesville and 67 at the Kent Narrows at 8:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Research from the University of Pennsylvania's Crime and Justice Policy Lab has found that Baltimore's targeted community-driven strategy was directly responsible for part of the city's reduction in violent crime. Mayor Brandon Scott announced the findings Wednesday, saying the new research confirms that the city is moving in the right direction. The mayor says the city's strong results come from concentrating community intervention resources on the highest risk individuals associated with violent groups to prevent further harm while also focusing on those responsible for shootings. And Baltimore County has launched a new public dashboard that allows residents to track opioid settlement funds and how the money's being used. The interactive dashboard provides an overview of funds the county has received and expects to receive through legal settlements with prescription opioid manufacturers, distributors, and retail pharmacies. The winning Maryland lottery number pick 3 was 704. The pick 4, 1288. 8:05 on Casey & Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hi, bird lovers. It's the moment you've all been waiting for. Our bird food sale at Wild Birds Unlimited in Timonium and Columbia. I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Brian. And that's right. All of the foods your birds love. Seed, peanut, suet, cylinders, bark butter, mealworm, and more are on sale now. Drop by and see us at Wild Birds Unlimited Timonium and now Columbia, or shop online at mywbu.com and save while you feed the birds.
There's no better time than now to install access control and security cameras. Crestlock.com has a state-of-the-art showroom and mobile showroom with working access control and camera systems with AI. Crestlock.com requires all employees to have the Maryland Security Technician License, which requires a background check by the state police. So give Crestlock.com a call at 410-256-7800, 256-7800 to handle all your security and locksmith needs. Visit our state-of-the-art showroom at Crestlock.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 8:05 brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the comfort guys, my guys. The Birds were in Boston last night getting a lesson in Fenway weirdness.
First and second, and none out. He'll fly that one to center field. Alexander moves on.
Can't see it.
He lost it. That's going to fall. It's out of the track. It's up against the wall. One run is in. Here comes Yoshida rounding. A throw home. It's up the line. Another lost ball at Fenway.
Wow. Dave O'Brien had the call on the New England Sports Network. Alexander's misplay opened the floodgates to a five-run fifth, and it doomed the Birds to an 8-1 loss. After the game, manager Albanez was asked if Alexander just plain lost it in the lights.
Yeah, I hope he did. Ran the complete opposite direction.
Absolutely did. Ravens wrapping up the week OTAs today. OC Declan Doyle after practice yesterday on what he's seen so far from first-round draft choice Vavenga Ioane.
Athletically, he's as impressive as I would have expected watching his tape. There's nothing that I'm seeing that I didn't see on his tape. You know, you almost don't notice him. He's in there, and he's a rookie, but he feels like, he feels like a veteran from his communication, from his relationship with the guys around him.
Meanwhile, at the French Open, another day, another major upset.
It's over! Another champion falls!
25th-seeded Diana Schneider shocks the world's number one, Aryna Sabalenka, taking the final set 6-love to advance to her first Grand Slam semifinal. After the match, Sabalenka was asked what she was thinking, what she was feeling.
No, but we'll see. We'll see. No emotions. Just want to quit tennis right now, but we'll see. We'll see in a few days. Hopefully I'll get back on track.
All right. Coming up in 30 minutes, the O's rotation takes another hit. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oriole Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. And love to have you join us here this morning. Coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at, Monzi wants more money. $8 million while they're in a major dispute. With the City Inspector General Isabel Cummings. So we'll see if that holds up or not. And we'll take a look. We're scheduled to speak with Mackenzie Frost a little bit later on in the half hour. And here at the top of the hour, Governor Moore once again has found an easy culprit to blame for what he says is holding back Maryland schools. And I'll give you one guess as to who it is. It's just amazing. Yes, it's President Donald J. Trump. Never mind that Democrats have run this state for pretty much, again, we've had a couple of, Republican governors, but we haven't had legislatures that cooperated with Lockdown Larry and or Bob Ehrlich. So it's the Democrat show. They run pretty much the Maryland State Department of Education, Maryland State Schools, Baltimore City Schools, etc. But it's Trump's fault. He said, quote, "We cannot make up for the damage that is being done to public education by the federal administration," end of quote. It's amazing how other states have successful school systems. Other states have children that aren't being abandoned in many of the city schools. But here in Baltimore, it's the federal administration's job. Interesting. Moore said, "No state has been hit harder by the onset of Trump Part 2 than the state of Maryland," without giving us any details of what the hell he's talking about. As to whether or not he'll opt in for the school voucher program, which we discussed yesterday. Quote, I'm never going to leave money on the table when it comes to supporting kids in our public schools, end of quote, which is the long version of leave no one behind. But he has not committed to sign on to the program, where Maryland residents can donate up to $1,700 each year to a nonprofit that awards scholarships and vouchers to students attending private or religious schools, and to give money to nonprofits that provide scholarships to public school things like field trips, after school clubs, tutoring, or even transportation. 31 states, including New York, have already signed on to it. As you know, Maryland's largest teachers union have signaled opposition to it, meaning that the governor probably will say that he's not going to leave money on the table, but he is not, I think, going to cross the Maryland State Teachers Union. Unless it's a secret deal, you know, wink, wink. I'll opt in, but just hang on, wait till I become president, and then I'll fix everything for the teachers' unions. So, just saying. But then again, it's easy to blame President Trump. President Trump is doing more to clean up the educational cesspool than any other president in modern history. In fact, hopefully closing the Department of Education and sending it all back to the states. Let the states run education. The federales have no business running the schools whatsoever. 8:13 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so the JFX is still okay. It's City County line. About 25 minutes ago, we had a report there may have been a wreck at Cold Spring Lane. If it was there, it may still be there. We don't have any cameras there because they don't work. But in the meantime, it looks like the backup, which was at one point back to the City County line, has dissipated, and that looks better. We're looking at the Beltway live here at 795. It's moving. It's going south. It's all the normal stuff from there. You really don't get any better till you clear Frederick Road down the hill towards 95. The inner loop through Pikesville, very slow at Green Spring through the JFX, and then over towards I-83. The pace, not too bad right now through that area. And then the Parkville side has all the normal delays. Bel Air Road to Providence Road in that backup. There had been a report there may have been a minor wreck on the outer loop side. It's only adding to the heavy traffic there. City police with a couple of accidents. Edmondson Avenue at Gilmore Street over on the west side, and one on the east side. Busy intersection at Orleans Street at Patterson Park Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, it's going to be sunny and hot today. Highs in the upper 80s, overnight temps in the 60s. Tomorrow and Saturday, low 90s. Chance of some storms Saturday evening into Sunday morning. Right now we're looking at, it's a sunny morning. Pretty nice, low humidity. 63 in Ocean City, 66 in Severn. And from the birthplace of our Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry, time to celebrate America's 250th birthday. America 250 brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and make that dream a reality. Two significant events that changed the course of history of the United States on this date. Number one, June 4, 1919, the 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution granting women the right to vote, passed by Congress and sent to the states for ratification. Again, during the Reconstruction era, the 15th Amendment adopted granting black men the right to vote, but not women. In 1869, the National Women's Suffrage Association, led by Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady Stanton, was formed to push an amendment to the U.S. Constitution to allow women the right to vote. Another organization was the American Women's Suffrage Association, led by Lucy Stone. Those two would merge and become one as the National American Women's Suffrage Association, and they would then push very hard for the 19th Amendment, which did indeed pass. And despite the passage of that amendment, the decades-long contributions of black women to achieve suffrage, poll taxes, local laws, other restrictions that were imposed by the Democrat Party continued to block black women from voting. It would take another 50 years for all women to achieve voting equality. Then, in the turning point in World War II in the Pacific, on June 4, 1942, the Battle of Midway, one of the most decisive U.S. victories against Japan during World War II, begins. You had Midway was a mile, I guess, about 1,000 miles northwest of Honolulu, a strategic island, became the focus of the Japanese Admiral Yamamoto, his scheme to smash U.S. resistance to Japan's imperial designs. His plan consisted of a feint toward Alaska, followed by an invasion of Midway by a Japanese strike force. And then when the U.S. fleet would arrive at Midway, they would be running into an ambush. That was the plan, the strategy on the part of Yamamoto. But U.S. intelligence broke a Japanese naval code, and the Americans anticipated the surprise attack. Instead, 200 miles to the northeast, two U.S. attack fleets caught the Japanese force entirely by surprise and destroyed three heavy Japanese aircraft carriers and one heavy cruiser. The only Japanese carrier that initially escaped destruction was the Hiryu, unleashed all its aircraft against the American task force and managed to seriously damage the U.S. carrier Yorktown, forcing its abandonment. When the Battle of Midway ended, Japan had lost four carriers, a cruiser, and nearly 300 aircraft and suffered 2,500 casualties. The U.S. lost the Yorktown, the destroyer USS Hayman, 145 aircraft and 300 casualties. Japan's losses hobbled its naval might, bringing the Japanese and American sea power to equal footing and marked the absolute turning point in the Pacific theater at World War II. In August of 1942, the great U.S. counteroffensive began at Guadalcanal. It did not cease until Japan's surrender 3 years later. And that's a look at America 250 today, brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
If your current dentist is not up to your expectations, take my word for it. You need to go see Dr. Lairfield at the Smile Design Center. His staff is fantastic, the office relaxing, and you get the best professional cleaning possible. Dr. Lairfield has told me that lots of people don't like even going to the dentist for a cleaning, and that can be a bad mistake. When you skip cleanings, it can lead to gum disease, tooth decay, gingivitis, and even heart issues. That's why you should never miss getting your teeth cleaned and examined every 6 months. So call the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
WCBM Baltimore.
It's 820, you're listening to Casey and Company. It's time to talk with Reverse Mortgage Answer Man, Mark McVeary. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Sean.
We talk about reverse mortgages, and, you know, again, a lot of people, of course, have different reactions to the first mortgage. But I want to ask you, what are some of the things people say when they first call you, when they first get in touch with you?
I mean, I hear a lot of similar things. I mean, one of the most common is, I just talked to a guy on the Eastern Shore, I am sick of making my mortgage payment. I've had one ever since I owned my home, and I want to get rid of that payment. I hear that a lot. Second thing I hear often is, Mark, I'm living on Social Security only, and there just isn't enough money coming in the door each month, so I need to figure something out. I need to bring more money into my front door. And one that I begin a lot lately is this. I need to do some home improvements. I have some money put aside to take care of it, but I don't want to use all my reserves. And it's kind of a smart move, because why not use your biggest asset to take care of itself?
You know, you recently told me that you think the reverse mortgage is really just a refi. Can you explain what you mean by that?
I mean, yes. I mean, that's exactly what it is. A reverse mortgage is a refinance, just like all the other refinances we've all done in the past, except with one big difference. I mean, there's no monthly payments required. Like we say all the time, you can choose to make a payment if you want, but you don't have to. Even if you start making payments, you can stop when life changes. I mean, I know there's plenty of times when I had a big expense come up in my house, and I would love the choice of making my mortgage payment or not. So that that flexibility really does make a difference. And like we always say too, if you want to sell down the road because it's not working anymore, sell, pay off what you owe, you keep the rest.
And you've also said in the past that a reverse mortgage isn't for everybody. So what do you mean by that?
I mean, like any financial product, it's not for everyone. I mean, what is? But, I mean, if you want to stay in your home, it's a great tool. But just like any other refinance, it makes sense when you're going to be there for a long run. I mean, if you're only going to be there a year or two, I mean, don't bother. And what I tell people is, you know, if you're thinking about a reverse mortgage, don't let a rumor, a neighbor's opinion, or something else make the decision for you. Because everybody's situation is different. I mean, I just had a client whose brother was telling her not to do it, but here's the thing. I mean, he had two pensions and no mortgage. He didn't need the money. She was living on Social Security only and running a deficit of $450 a month. Same family, completely different financial picture. And like we always say, make the call, get the information. You can figure out if it's right for you.
All right, so how do people get in touch with you for more information?
410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
All right, Mark, thanks again. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Sean.
Hi, Mark McVeary is your reverse mortgage answer man, 410-788-7070. It's 823, traffic and weather on the threes, Thursday morning rush hour with the update, Lug Nuts Johnson.
I don't know if this is a minor wreck or a broken down vehicle. It's a tractor trailer on the right side, outer loop right after the bridge at I-70. It's in the painted out area, so we're getting three lanes by, but they're kind of looking at it, and state police are not there yet. So if they arrive and they have their lights on, it's just going to add to it. We're already backed up anyway from 795 coming south. A little slow. We get the backup on the inner loop as you're working your way up towards I-70 and through that area. And then the traffic above Security Boulevard looks okay. That's always good because this construction area between Security and Liberty has no shoulder available. And right now, there are no issues through there. It's been slow on the inner loop at Green Spring. And the Parkville side had several things going on. There had been a report of a broken down vehicle at Bel Air Road and then an accident at Hartford Road. And still very heavy traffic there. There may be a potentially new problem here. A potential new problem. Sorry. Potential new problem. Southbound JFX at Maryland Avenue. Report of a vehicle broken down in the travel portion. Can't see it. Only speed cameras can see it. We can't. Sorry. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunny and a hot one today. Upper 80s for the high. Back down into the 60s for the low tonight. And then the heat cranks up. Low 90s Friday, Saturday. Maybe some rain on Sunday. And a form of thundershower Saturday evening into Sunday morning. Right now we're looking at sunny 67 in Reisterstown. And it's 67 in Parkville. We're talking about Governor Westmore blaming Maryland education issues on President Trump, and we'll talk about again what else he had to say regarding the transportation system in just a few moments. And Mackenzie Frost joins us in about 15 minutes. First up, Mr. Media is here, Eddie Appelfeld.
Yes, sir.
Once again, tell us what's going on for the month of June in and around Baltimore. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here, and it is a beautiful day.
Oh, it's gorgeous out there this morning.
I was looking at some old stuff yesterday, and I came across an award that I won in high school.
You did? Uh-huh.
Yes, and I was voted most likely to wind up in witness protection.
But you're still on the ballot, and people can readily identify you. So.
Anyway, it's a lot going on. For example, if you like theater, Everyman Theater, which is on Fayette Street, is doing a show called Emma, E-M-M-A. The Fire Museum of Maryland, which is in Lutherville on York Road, it's now has its summer hours, Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 4. It's right there on York Road.
Ever been through there?
Yes.
It really is fascinating.
They have equipment that goes back to the turn of the century.
Yeah, exactly.
The previous century.
Yeah. It's amazing how they put out fires using that equipment, too.
It is. Really, I mean, how long would it take them to get to a fire?
Exactly.
The Maryland Opera Company at Bordy Vineyards. This is an outdoor concert. It's on June 5th. That's tomorrow, I believe. 7 o'clock. There's also some food available there. Great venue for...
I've been to Bordy Vineyards for a concert.
Yeah, it's,
so it's a great venue.
It's the Maryland Opera Company doing that, by the way. Also, you know, there's... The Beach Boys are going to be at Pier 6 on June 6th. Now,
Saturday.
I don't know how many groups are touring as the Beach Boys now. I think there's more than one group touring.
I think there is. There's one that led by Mike Love, and I think that's the one that's here Saturday.
All right.
The other one is with Al Jardine, who was an original Beach Boy member, but they've kind of split up, and they have both agreed to use the name. So
I guess if you like the music, it doesn't matter.
Right? Yeah.
Okay. Reisterstown Beer and Wine Festival. That's going on through Main Street in Reisterstown this weekend. Also, the Wine Festival at the Carroll County Farm Museum this weekend. Now, if you want to take a little trip out to Hagerstown, they have the Western Maryland Blues Fest. They have a lot of country artists out there, again, on an outside venue. Rachmaninoff. Isn't that a sauce?
That's Stroganoff.
Oh, sorry. Right. That's the BSO is going to perform that at the Meyerhoff Hall. Wine, this is Sunday, Wine on the Water, Caribbean Wine and Arts Festival at Waterview Avenue. That's downtown.
Mm-hmm.
So also, this Thursday, jazz at the very new, reconstructed, renovated Pikesville Armory.
Okay.
Right down the street from us.
I haven't been there since they've redone it.
They're not finished yet,
okay.
But they're starting with they're doing outdoor events and indoor events there now. On the 13th, the 11th through the 13th, a coin and currency show at the Convention Center. On the 11th through the 14th, the St. Nicholas Greek Folk Festival. That's on Ponca Street. Toby's Dinner Theater is doing Mean Girls. That was based on the movie. Spotlighters, which is on St. Paul Street, is doing something called the Crayon King. And here's somebody. Sergio Mendez is still... Is
that right?
Is he still alive?
Yeah. I'm telling you. I remember Sergio Mendez in Brazil 66.
Yeah. Well, it looks like it's the same guy. They're going to be at Rams Head Annapolis on the 12th. The Little Lily Lodge on the 13th is doing Joey and...
Is he father of Eva Mendez?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, who knows? Yeah. I don't know, maybe he is. Yeah. That's a good question.
Or grandfather, maybe.
Maybe. Joey and Gina's Comedy Wedding along the Little Lily Lodge... on the 15th, from Perfect For You, WWE, Monday Night Raw.
All right.
At the CFG Arena.
Bring it on, brother.
Now, the National Theater in Washington, the 16th to the 20th, a show called Suffs. S-U-F-F-S. It's about suffragettes.
Okay.
It's at the National Theater. It was here.
Today is the history of the 19th Amendment, giving women the right to vote.
It was just here at the Hippodrome.
Yeah.
At the Washington, and also in Washington, at the Warner Theater, the Book of Mormon, which was a Tony Award-winning show. Let's see what else we can talk about. The big event, though, is the 24th through the 30th called Sail 250. This is a big air show with the Blue Angels, Arts Festival, Entertainment. It's a big show right in the Inner Harbor is one location, so you don't want to miss that. How am I doing with time?
About 30 seconds.
Okay, there's on the 28th through the 31st, a Greek festival at the Annunciation Cathedral Church on West Preston Street. If you haven't got your fill of Hamilton, you can see it at the Richard Rogers Theater in New York.
Okay.
It's playing there. Thursdays, today, there's a farmer's market in Towson every Thursday. And every Sunday, the farmer's market under the JFX.
Okay.
Big event.
Sounds good.
Get there early for that one.
All right. All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Media. Appreciate the update on what's happening around town for the month of June.
Don't forget Barry Manilow at the CFG Arena in August. That's the biggest
event. Oh, no, you'll be there front row, I'm sure.
Exactly.
Good to see you again, Eddie.
Thank you.
You know, if you're not ready for summer in your backyard cooking area, then you need to head to Town Appliance and Owings Mills. Your chance to be the best outdoor griller in your neighborhood. You can choose from Heston, Weber, Coyote, XO, and Lennox. Perfect for upgrading your Oasis. Town Appliance has over 70 brands to choose from, and both mayors will give you a shopping experience you won't forget. They'll help you find the best fit and promise to keep you on or under budget. Don't miss out on these amazing summer grills. Visit townappliance.com for more information today. It's time for news, 8:30, and we have an update with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. BGE is activating its storm response plans for the summer heat and hurricane season. The company has been under recent investments in grid modernization, advanced technologies, and workforce training that have strengthened its ability to deliver reliable service and restore power more quickly after outages. The utility is encouraging customers to prepare for any potential power outages by putting together an emergency kit containing bottled water, non-perishable foods, flashlights, and batteries. BGE says if there are major outages, power is restored first to infrastructure and public safety facilities, including 911 call centers, hospitals, and pumping stations. The Baltimore County Board of Education is looking for community members to serve on the interview panel for a new school superintendent. The board will hold final interviews on Wednesday, June 17th, and in addition to representatives from the unions, school system-affiliated groups, and students, search from Ray and Associates will randomly select 15 community members to participate. Interested residents may register from Monday, June 8th, until 3 p.m. on Monday, June 15th. The search comes after Superintendent Dr. Miriam
Miriam Rogers announced that she would be retiring on July 1st. And the Baltimore Orioles will be hosting a City Connect snowball truck tour in the Baltimore area on Saturday, June 6th and Sunday, June 7th. The truck will be making 8 stops at community events, pop-up visits, and festivals with free snowballs for fans. The Orioles will also be unveiling limited-release Baltimore snowball-inspired City Connect styles before their full release Monday at the team store at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. There's a full list of snowball stops on the Orioles website. It's 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Bel Air, Alfonso here from Sol Oaxaca. Come check out one of the best happy hours in the area. Enjoy ice-cold draft beers, handcrafted cocktails, and some of the best margaritas around. Plus, great deals on food, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6. And the fun doesn't stop there. Trivia night every Tuesday, live music on Wednesdays, and karaoke every Thursday. Great drinks, amazing food, and nonstop fun, only at Sol Oaxaca and Bel Air. Just search S-O-L-O-A-X-A-C-A for Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air and join us today. The best food and the most fun is at Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air.
Here's why Jarvis Appliance is so highly rated. Great selection with great prices on all major appliance brands. Options to match many appliances exactly to your cabinetry and decor. Very quick delivery available on Jarvis in-stock appliances. And don't forget Jarvis frequently offers rebates plus convenient financing too. All Jarvis deliveries, installation, and appliance service is done in-house with no subcontractors. Remember, J-A-R-V-I-S. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com.
8:33, that is, on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We're making a little progress now at both the tunnels. Finally, we were at one point over 35 minutes, and now we're moving a little better right here at Eastern Avenue on 95. Barring any new problems, both the tunnels now 15, maybe 20 minutes, and improving on the southbound side. So hopefully we'll continue to make progress there. JFX on the bottom. There was a report of a broken down vehicle in the roadway near the ramp at Maryland Avenue. Some late slowing on the Beltway, and there was actually an accident at the ramp at Washington Boulevard onto the Beltway over on the southwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your weather authority forecast. It'll be a hot day with temperatures climbing to the upper 80s. We'll have plenty of sunshine. Tonight we cool down to the 60s, then get ready for a hot end to the week. Tomorrow and on Saturday, highs will climb to the low 90s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 8:35, brought to you by the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville. They are the total game changer. It'll be Trevor Rogers taking the hill at 1:35 this afternoon as the Birds try to take the series from the Bo Sox. Last night, O's starter Chris Bassitt pulled from the game by manager Albernaz after allowing 3 runs in 3 innings of an eventual 8-1 loss. The skipper was asked about it after the game.
During the outing, he felt some low back tightness, and you know, he was grinding through it through that third inning, and you know, as we ultimately had to move on to Suarez.
Now, Bassitt was asked about it after the game as well, but refused to answer.
Yeah, I understand you guys got a job to do, and I understand you obviously want answers out of me. I'm just not willing to talk about it right now.
Players are always asked about their coaches, what they think of them. How about coaches asked about other coaches? Well, here's how new defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver views OC Declan Doyle.
He is like a human computer, right? Like when he starts spitting out like offensive information and plays from his past, it's like he's got like this Rolodex of plays in his head. Like he's just like he's almost like he has a photographic memory.
College sports, one day after the Big Ten and the SEC came out against a bill in Congress that attempts to address issues facing college sports, the most successful college football coach of our time came out in its support.
I've seen people come, young people come in the program. Need structure, need discipline, need coaching, need academic support, need accountability. And I've seen them leave with a degree, a career, a family, and a better chance to be successful in life. I think the current system that we have in college athletics right now makes it more and more difficult to do these things.
That was seven-time NCAA championship coach Nick Saban in support of the bill sponsored by Senator Ted Cruz called the Protect College Sports Act. On this date in sports history, take you back to June 4, 1984, the great Arnold Palmer fails to qualify for the U.S. Open Golf Championship for the first time in 32 years. And in 1987, American hurdler Edwin Moses' 10-year, 122-race winning streak ends, beaten by fellow American Danny Harris in Madrid, Spain. And finally, this extremely sad note to pass along from College Park. Ian Hutchison, a University of Maryland club ice hockey goalie, has died. Hutchison's last Instagram post came on May 28th and included a lengthy caption that ended with these words: "I'm sorry, this is it. I'm tired. I've done all I wanted to do. It's time I go home. Goodbye." An official cause of death has not been announced. The Rockville native and Richard Montgomery High School graduate spent four semesters at Maryland. He was at UMBC before that. Ian Hutchison was 21 years old. The time now is 8:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. Looking for the ultimate spot to unwind? Well, Yorktown Social in Cockeysville is my place. Trust me, they've got it all. Signature cocktails like the Boozy Bank Vault or a refreshing blueberry lemon drop, plus 20 craft drafts on tap, all displayed on a big screen so you can pick your favorite. Catch the Ravens or Orioles on their massive 100-inch TV, or kick back in the outdoor courtyard bar. Their happy hour is Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. You'll find them in the far corner of Yorktown Plaza. And if you see me there, be sure to say hi.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
8:37, 23 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock on Casey and Company. It is Thursday morning. Time to check in with Mackenzie Frost, Fox 45's government investigative reporter, as she goes in-depth tonight at 5:30. Good morning, Mackenzie.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
We're doing A-OK, and the big topic today is the Baltimore City budget. And I got to tell you, they got some cojones in the mayor's office coming in asking for an $8 million budget increase for Monsey when they're in this dispute with the inspector general and suffered a setback this week. What's the latest?
Yeah, I think it's interesting. You know, for the last couple of years, we have been tracking Monsey's expansion, right? And whether it's program expansion or staff expansion, and a lot of this growth has been funded by the ARPA dollars. And we've been asking for years, what's the plan when this ARPA money runs out, when the one-time federal COVID-era money runs dry? And we're starting to get an idea, and this is what we have been reporting was likely going to happen, and now we know for sure this is happening. You know, they're moving all of these programs and staff into the general fund and looking to make it all permanent. And that really gets to the heart of some of the frustration from some of the other council members who even take issue with the mayor's staff expansion, because the mayor's, you know, the number of staff members continues to grow. And the administration's argument is that, well, it's grant funded for some of these positions. Well, so was the ARPA programs, and now we're seeing that turn into a long-term liability for city taxpayers.
Yeah. Monsey Director Stephanie Mavronis, in making this request, said that they need it in order to continue the crime reduction in Baltimore City, citing GVRS, et cetera. We still don't know. The data, we just can't get access to. You can't get access to sides, safe streets and sidestep, right, et cetera. But this week we had Councilman Schleifer saying, telling Commissioner Worley that the BPD deserves most of the credit, yet the mayor is taking credit. And they're leaving out the fact that you had partners in U.S. former U.S. Attorney Eric Barron and Ivan Bates come in and replace Marilyn Mosby. So is this a false argument on the part of Mavronis that they need more money to take credit for something that they may not be responsible for?
Yeah, I mean, this is the dueling argument, right? I mean, and we've seen this kind of divide and rift continue to grow about, you know, who's supposed to get credit for this crime reduction. And whomever the mayor believes is responsible is obviously what we're seeing when it comes to the Monsey expansion and the additional dollars going to that agency. And, you know, at the end of the day, Ivan Bates says, you know, he's the one who set the tone and pack your toothbrush and going after repeat violent offenders. And it really was a significant shift in the mindset, in the policies, in really everything when he took over from Marilyn Mosby. And to do that work, you know, he has the partner in the Baltimore Police Department. And for years, under the Mosby administration, we had heard frustration from BPD officers about how they felt like they couldn't really do anything, or if they were making arrests or trying to do their jobs, the cases weren't getting prosecuted. And so it is this dueling argument of who is responsible for this, and the mayor is obviously siding with his, you know, larger holistic community violence intervention ecosystem, and we know GVRS is a linchpin in that.
Well, the IG, Isabel Cummings, she originally, or earlier I should say, had apparently identified thousands of dollars in payments supported by or altered or falsified invoices within the Monzi programs. Should the city council treat that as a red flag right now?
No, I mean, we have seen a lot of these reports and, you know, some of our reporting or investigations from the OIG. And, you know, a council member here or there will ask a question, but a lot of it is just praise and heaping praise on this organization that everyone seems to be lining up behind as to the miracle answer to all of Baltimore's crime problems. And there are only a handful of council members who have really raised concerns about some of the findings from various reports and investigations. And it doesn't really seem to be getting in the way of, you know, giving that agency more money.
What was the reason why the judge this week basically gave Isabel Cummings a minor victory over the mayor's office?
So the judge argues that the mayor's team did not provide enough evidence to prove that the information they claim is privileged and confidential really is that. And that's why they wanted this, you know, part of this sealed, part of this lawsuit sealed, arguing that it was privileged information. And the judge said, you didn't prove that to me, so we're going to deny that motion. And that really is a big win. And the judge also raised the broader concerns about the lawsuit and what's happening within the OIG when it comes to the subpoena power and really the influence the law department seems to be having in all of this.
More of Mackenzie Frost going in-depth tonight at 5:30 on Fox 45 in just a moment. Let's get caught up to date with Thursday morning rush hour, the update with Chuck Whitaker.
All right, we're making some progress now in getting under 20 minutes and maybe even down to 15 minutes or less now at both the Harbor Tunnels. There is a minor accident, tractor trailer, another vehicle and a police car on the shoulder on 95 South. Right at the beginning of the O'Donnell Street exit ramp. The ramp is open, room to get by. You'll see the flashing lights on the right side. Right now, there is no impact there for the traffic coming through there, but some brake lights are still hanging around for the traffic moving south at both the Harbor Tunnels. 95 Russell Street, 395. Again, the traffic leaving from the Fort McHenry Tunnel. You're running into this backup as you're going south from 395 and also 395 south onto 95 as you're heading out to the Beltway on the southwest side. It's moving, but it's slow. The Sky Ramp coming into Camden Yards from 95 north is backed up as well. So watch it there if you're exiting from the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, sunny and hot today, upper 80s. We're already 70 in the city, 68 in Glen Burnie on our newsmaker hotline. Mackenzie Frost going in-depth tonight on Fox 45 talking about the city budget. Now, Mackenzie, the city facing a $64 million deficit here in this current budget year. And how can one treat any of this seriously when we've had, and we don't really know what the figure is, maybe you have the latest details on that, unpaid, uncollected tolls, fines, bills, etc. We don't know. It could be tens of millions, could be hundreds of millions.
Yeah, we still don't have the dollar amount, and I think that is another major problem when we're talking about budget, right? Like, how long has this been going on, and how much money is really out there? And, you know, the conversation, overarching conversation that I've been hearing inside City Hall is the property tax reduction and how that's been part of the mayor's 10-year plan. And that isn't happening, you know, in this budget. And I think that had the city collected on its debts, maybe we would be in a different position and having a different conversation.
Yeah, but we have no idea what that figure is. I know we've had some folks at in Federal Hill that looked it up on Open Baltimore, and they're claiming somewhere around $300 million, which would wipe out that deficit pretty quickly if it's accurate.
Right, but we haven't seen anything official from the city, and I think that also kind of raises questions about bookkeeping and making sure that, you know, everything is tallied and accounted for. And we've seen audits come out within the city about various agencies, and not just inspector general reports, but just regular audits show the lack of controls within these agencies, and yet they continue to grow year after year and ask for more money. And the salaries for all of these administrators continue to go up as well, while at the same time, we're still dealing with underpaid DPW workers and lack of staff in some of these agencies. So it feels a bit top-heavy in some agencies across the board, and that is frustrating for some council members that I've been talking to.
Is it accurate that the city has now hired a collection agency, an outside collection agency, to go after these unpaid fines, bills, and tolls?
That is news to me, Sean. I'm not sure. I don't want to say the wrong thing, but I think that has been a conversation. I don't know if they pulled the trigger.
Okay. Maybe that's what it was. It was just in the conversation. I don't know if they officially have done it as of yet. I know there was some pushback that I heard earlier that this is just would be more spending. It draws into question, who the heck is in charge of collecting these in the first place? Is this incompetence, or, you know, what? Something's falling through the cracks here.
And it's not just like it's one instance or a few. I mean, this is a significant amount of money and for an extended period of time. And so either, you know, I guess it raises the question of how could it have gone on for as long as it did without anyone knowing? And if someone did know that this wasn't happening, why did they let it go on for so long?
Yeah. And one other rumor I want to run by is it any truth that the mayor is looking to downsize his SUV in honor of trying to get this budget under control?
I haven't heard that, but I know if that's true, our spotlight team will definitely get to the bottom of that.
All right, very good. Thanks, Mackenzie. Tonight at 5:30, In Depth with Mackenzie Frost on Fox 45. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Sounds good. Thanks.
All right. Have a good one. 8:49, 11 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock on Casey and Company. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. For all your appliance needs, a French priest ran down an 18-year-old suspect who was accused of stealing a car before crashing it outside of St. Joseph's Shrine in Detroit. Reverend Canon Jean-Baptiste Cummins was in his clerical attire when he saw the guy running from the scene. So he kicked into crime fighter mode, gave chase, and held the guy down until police arrived. Here he is with his story, an awesome tagline.
Grabbed him, put him down. He was resisting a lot, trying to run away, definitely. And I had to, unfortunately, give him a few punches and hurt my hand a little bit. Nothing major, but making sure that there was no threat, since I didn't know if he had a gun, if he had a weapon. It was definitely suspicious behavior. And as soon as I had the police officers take care of this gentleman, I rushed back to the lady, make sure she needed the anointing of the six, blessing or something. I was there, too, with the medic. Had to do my prayers as usual and have dinner with the community.
Wow. Just another day.
Just another day in the D.
Just another day on the beat for a priest, for that matter. Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're even thinking about an upgrade, now's the time to visit Town Appliance in Owings Mills for their huge Memorial Day savings event. Choose from over 70 top-tier brands, including Frigidaire and Electrolux. Stop in and let Mayor and Mayor find the perfect fit for your kitchen and your budget. With flexible financing options, they're open every day except Saturday to help you save. Visit townappliance.com. townappliance.com today for hours and more information. That's Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. Your kitchen upgrade starts here.
The America Bullion Center in Timonium pays the highest cash price for U.S. gold, silver, and your coin collections. Even though the price of gold and silver changes daily, your coin collections are at record high prices. The America Bullion Center will pay the highest cash price for all your gold, sterling, silver, and U.S. coins. The America Bullion Center is located at 2334 York Road in Timonium, just north of the fairgrounds and just south of Pedonia Road. Phone 410-825-2334, license 2528. That's the American Bullion Center.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports and accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:52. Governor Moore in his tirade against President Trump. It's all his fault Maryland schools, or at least in Baltimore City and Prince George's County, stink. The Baltimore Banner is basically reporting that Bowie, the city of Bowie, my hometown, recently was named a Pulitzer Prize finalist for the Banner series, showing that unreliable public transit makes it nearly impossible for Baltimore students to get to school on time. Their investigation found that about 1 in 4 public buses students try to board during their morning commutes either weren't on time or didn't show up at all. As many as 25,000 city students take public transit, and many have been followed, harassed, assaulted, and held up at gunpoint. Guess who's in charge of that, folks? The MTA. And the MTA is what? A state agency, right? Who's in charge of state agencies currently? Just saying. Oh, that's right. Governor, tax and spend more. And he said this, quote, "Do I think there's more the state needs to do?" 100%. I don't think anyone can argue the state has shirked its responsibilities. Is that just not a self-indictment? When he says the state shirked its responsibilities, does that not refer to him as the head of the state? All right. And who's the problem again, Governor? 8:53, traffic, weather on the threes. The update now, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so it looks like there is a late problem. I haven't seen it yet. The report was interloop between 795 and Liberty Road. It looks like to me it may be closer to 795 coming up through there. It was already backed up anyway because the interloop's been slow from Park Heights Avenue through Greenspring to the JFX. So they kind of had a backup there anyway, but that report just went out. So all of that equipment is just arriving. Also, following up now on a new wreck, this would be the second one this morning, but this time on the BW Parkway southbound at Powder Mill Road. I'm looking at the camera at 197, and it's backed up there, which would indicate that there, in fact, is a problem as you're heading through that area. So again, on the west side, that would be the late problem if you're coming up from Liberty Road and you're working your way up, eventually up into the ramps around 795. I'm looking back towards I-70. It's not backed up there. And let's just see. Yeah, just above Liberty Road, it's starting to slow right there. But up ahead, somewhere around 795 and before Reisterstown Road, you have a backup there. The outer loop is still slow, and the Parkville side with a backup still over around Hartford Road towards Providence Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast: sunny and hot today, upper 80s, temps in the 60s tomorrow, and Saturday, low 90s. And look at Kim. She is ready to roll today. She went check out early. Who knows? Chance of thunderstorms Saturday night into Sunday morning. And the boating weather, boating season is finally here, folks, right now. 70 in Annapolis, 70 in Ellicott City already. Look at you. You're all ready to go.
I know. I'm happy. This is what I live for, this right here, this kind of weather. Well, good morning to you, Sean.
Good morning. Good morning.
Of course, we've got lots to talk about today. We have two guests on the show today. Tori Snow is going to come on at 10 o'clock, as he always does, with his op-ed in the Baltimore Sun. This one is an interesting one. He agrees with Alan Kittleman leaving the Republican Party, the party of Trump.
Oh, so is Tory leaving?
Well, you know, he did leave. He's an independent now.
Oh, he's an independent. That's
right. Okay. So he's all on board with Alan Kittleman. So that'll be fun.
Oh, yes. We'll have to be tuned into that.
That'll be very fun. And so we'll talk to him at 10. And then also we have former Governor Bob Ehrlich joining us at 11 o'clock. He's made some endorsements lately. And I guess he's really helping some candidates across the state, which is nice to see.
Has he made one for governor yet?
I have not seen that.
I don't think you will either.
I have not seen that, but we'll talk to him at 11. And then, of course, we'll talk about the war's resolution passing in the House yesterday. But even beyond that, I wanted to talk again local news. Tires slashed in Brewers Hill overnight, and they have video footage, Sean. Right. It looks like juveniles again.
What a shocker.
Interesting? Yeah. It's so interesting. And now this is great because don't forget the tire tax.
Right.
So Maryland's going to make a pretty penny off of all these tires that were slashed overnight. So we'll talk about that and just the latest.
I am so glad that that officer who was struck by a dirt bike is fortunately okay.
Yeah.
This has been going on for decades in this city. And now it takes a Baltimore police officer to be struck from behind for the police to treat this seriously.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
We will see what happens. But remember, there was another officer struck not too long ago. Do you remember that in Towson area?
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is in it. Like you said, it happens all the time. But. You know, it's
I almost got clipped at Cross Street Market years ago with my wife and I.
Really?
We were coming out, zoom, right down. You know, it's very narrow, the streets there, and they speeding through and popping wheelies and stuff. And if you're not careful where you walk and in Baltimore City. But, again, this is an ongoing problem, and they really need to take it seriously because it poses a danger. We've heard from firefighters about this and other police officers, and they need to treat it seriously now instead of just saying they're going to do something about it.
I hope they do. We'll see what happens.
The big question is, once they start making these arrests, will they be treated like the squeegers?
Oh, yeah. They'll be paid to not get on the dirt bike. That will be next. You know that's going to be next.
Right. thanks, Kim. We'll be tuned in. Kim Klasick Live coming up next, right after the 9 o'clock news. But so the other thing that the governor and others are now saying, since the city school students can't seem to get to school on time, that's another excuse, because MTA buses aren't running on time, it is being suggested that yellow school buses for city school students should be up for discussion. But again, according to Governor Moore, it's all Donald Trump's fault. By the way, Maryland lost 11,000 students from K through 12 schools last year, which means the per student state funding drops. And that means federal assistance drops. And again, I love the Banner's article here in which they talk about another problem is the Trump immigration raids impacting Baltimore City schools. Get ready for it. They're saying that although no ICE agents have entered schools, they've been inching closer to pickup lines and building entrances. No factual evidence on that whatsoever. And the Baltimore Banner says, since last year, Baltimore City schools have lost 1,200 multilingual learners. That's a new one. We've heard of New Marylanders. Remember Governor O'Malley? That was his euphemism for illegal aliens. Now we have multilingual learners that are being lost from the school system. I do not kid you. I do not make this stuff up. You just got to stay on top of these individuals. Amazing. All right, that's going to do it for us today. Stay tuned. Kim is coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news, including Tori Snow and former Governor Ehrlich as guests. And we're back tomorrow morning bright and early at 6 a.m. here. We start early at WCBM. And until then, have a great day. God bless our troops and God bless America. We'll see you bright and early.
This is the right choice for Maryland.